This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. The joy of the Lord or the affliction of evil, the choice is ours. We choose what kind of life we will live. When we choose to live for God, our life will find its joy and peace in Jesus Christ. The alternative is allowing the chaos of the world to dictate the outcome of our everyday life. Now is the time to choose. I encourage you to choose life, joy, peace, and the eternal love of God. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
After the fires, the odds are that your HVAC system is now loaded with ash and contamination that will fill your house every time you start your heating system in the weeks ahead. Now's the time to get that ductwork cleaned and sanitized for your family's health. For more than a quarter century, Clean Air Duct Cleaning has been giving homeowners peace of mind every time their system comes on. Right now, Chris is offering up to 12 vents cleaned for $250. Get all the details at 356-4435. That's 356-4435.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Jones, Rich McFadden. We're all here to discuss what's going on at the end of this first week. It's actually the charts from Talkers Magazine for the week of December 31st, so January 4th, all of the things that have gone on as the 116th Congress begins, the border wall battle, all of that sort of thing, welcoming in the most diverse Congress in history, a lot of conversation about that. Jennifer Horn, in addition to being on the DJV program, hosts a morning show on KRLA in Los Angeles every day, and it's much more a political show than what we do on the DJV program, so she develops an expertise. She's always had it. One of the things I've respected about her over the years as a broadcaster, she's been with me 18, how long? 17?
18 years.
How many?
No, let's not 18. Age us. I think it's 12 years.
Oh, is that? I thought it was longer than that.
Feels like a lifetime, though. That had that impact on people.
Yeah,
with
right.
The a year, it feels like five. It's like 5 years.
All right, so we have, as part of the overview here, the stories, a lot of them, the top 10, at least half of them, have to do with what's going on. Actually, the top seven are all about what's the president's deal and the things going on in Washington, the new Congress, blah, 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 which supposedly is the most diverse Congress in history, broken a lot of barriers, Jennifer, on representation, the largest number of female members, 100 women now in the House, the Black Caucus, Hispanic caucus, more members than ever. Same is true as Asian Americans have become more of a factor. Even in Pacific Islanders, which I find interesting. So what do you make of things as we get started with the number one item this week, the 116th Congress and Nancy Pelosi becoming the speaker? How many Democrats went back on their word when they were running back in November? They said, well, I will never vote for Nancy Pelosi to be the Speaker of the House. That's an outrage. And yet they all caved.
Their first campaign promise broken. Isn't it sweet? One minute into their service in the House.
Right. Yeah.
You know, I don't think it was a surprise. Nancy Pelosi is a powerful politician still. For no matter what you have to say about her, she knows how to have political longevity. That's for sure. Her career shows that. She's broken a lot of ceilings. So I don't think it was a surprise she became Speaker of the House. I don't think it was a surprise that some Democrats went back on their campaign promise not to support her. There were 15.
It's a great way to get into Congress, but fit right in with the rest of them. The first thing you do is break your campaign promises. The young woman that ran from New York, I'm never going to vote for her. Cortez is the name, the woman from Boston.
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, right?
We're not voting for her. That's the first thing they do. The two of them become phony
people groaned,
politicians.
People groaned, actually, when she cast her vote because it had become such a big deal. She wouldn't vote for her, that when she did, it seemed a bit trite. But in any case, a couple of themes, I think, for the Congress moving forward into the next couple of years. One, yes, diversity is great. And I love, as a woman, to wake up in this country and know that if I felt like it, I could run for office. I love the fact that minority groups can wake up in this country, and if they feel like it's something that they're called to do, they can run for office. I just think that sometimes we can't lose sight in terms of encouraging diversity. It's what we should do. It's who we are as a country. But I think that should never top people's qualifications or their readiness for office. So I would say, yes, I celebrate the diversity of Congress. It makes, it's the reason that I love this country so much, because we all have the opportunity to run if we're called to do that. I just don't think it should be prioritized before qualifications. Not meaning that some of the people there are not qualified, but you know what I'm getting at.
Yeah,
I think to have diversity itself, I guess, would be my thought. But I think theme number two for this Congress is going to be investigations. We already know that there are about 100 investigations that are being filed today as we speak in the first week that Congress is in session against President Trump. And, in fact, Brad Sherman, a representative from California, already refiled articles of impeachment that he had filed in 2017. He refiled them on his first day sworn in on Thursday in the Congress. I think the thing that Democrats are going to have to be careful of is in their mission to resist President Trump, they're going to have to show the American people some action. They're going to have to also propose counter solutions to some of the things that Trump is talking about. If they can't do that, I think it'll be a short-lived majority, because I think the American people are on to resist. I think they want change. I think they like checks and balances, and I think that the American people are most comfortable with the government as it is today. But it can't just be investigation. It has to actually be action, too. So we'll see if they're able to step up to the challenge.
Yep. All right. So that's that story from Jennifer's side. Rich McFadden is in Washington at Radio America, breathes the air. Jennifer's in Los Angeles, so she's not breathing so much of the air. Richie, how have you noticed things different? Is the air different now the Democrats are in charge?
The air's not different, but I will say K Street's probably seen some moving trucks in and out this past couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. It's funny. I know a couple of lobbyists, and they're talking about the change of, I know a guy who lost a contract with a major defense corporation because now he doesn't have the connections that they need. They need access to Nancy Pelosi and her crew, and he has access to, the other side. And so he's out, and they bring in another corporation, and they start the same old game just on the other side of the street.
See, isn't it really interesting to know the behind the scenes? Thank you for that. That's very informative in terms of what the average person knows or doesn't know about the workings of Washington. Victoria Jones is also with us from the D.C. Radio Company, and because she's been on Capitol Hill for a long time, reporting at the White House, et cetera, what do you glean from all this action? Is it much ado about nothing, Pelosi and the 116th Congress? Are we just going to go back to the same ho-hum stuff?
Well, there will be some of the same ho-hum stuff, yes, definitely. But some of it's going to be different. I mean, it's a much younger Democratic caucus. That's going to make a difference. I mean, some of these people are going to want different things. They have different interests. They're going to be more tech savvy for interests. That is new. You're going to see a much more diverse Congress. And you're going to see more women in Congress. Why does that matter? It matters because when you have people from different backgrounds, they bring different interests in terms of legislation, and they bring different perspectives. When you have people who have different perspectives on things, they bring new ideas. Now, whether those make it into legislation or not, it certainly means that if you're watching C-SPAN or any of the cable networks and you're seeing things reported, you're likely to hear, particularly C-SPAN, which I know a number of our listeners do, you're going to hear things in debate that's like, oh, this is a thought starter. I never heard that perspective before. And that makes it interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, I want to talk about a couple of these swearing-in ceremonies as we continue. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Jones is here. Rich McFadden is here. I'm Doug Steffen. It's time for us now to think about our, we're thinking about a lot of other things. How about your teeth? How about your looks? The advanced teeth whitening system that I've been talking about off and on for 8 years, Power Swabs, is back in my focus and ought to be back in your focus. Groundbreaking, it's not really technology, it's a combination of things, the elements that are in this patented tooth product. It's a natural, all-natural, holistic detergent, whitening agent. That's what lightens up your teeth, gets rid of the stain starting in 5 minutes. You snap the tube, swab your teeth, and smile, and the coffee, tea, smoking stains that have become part of what you look like will start to disappear. Do it every 5, 6, 7 days, and by the time you've finished the first 10, 12 weeks, your teeth will look amazingly different. It doesn't hurt, it's not expensive, and it really does work. Power Swabs remove stains on natural teeth as well as the same kind of stains from caps. If you got veneers, you're encouraged to try Power Swabs. And the great thing about this deal is that it's half price using the code DJV when you call an order at 800-208-1797. That's 800-208-1797. Tell them you heard about it through the DJV connection. 50% off the retail price of Power Swabs. Clean those beautiful teeth of yours. Make them the way you want to have them. You want to be proud of your smile and your teeth? You can do it by using Power Swabs. Get them now at half price at 800-208-1797.
Hi, folks. It's a holiday season with hope in the air. Things to look forward to and no time for despair. Health can be a challenge, and so can the mail. So Get the Tea wants to help you by giving you a sale. Buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month for free. No limit. That's buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month free. That's a savings of $35. Where? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Scroll down on the front page and find the Buy Two, Get One Free ad. Click it and save. Orders over $100 get free shipping. Send the gift of life. Change tea at GetTheTea.com. We have many, many non-GMO organic supplements just waiting for you. This holiday season, enjoy health and Thanksgiving with GetTheTea.com. Want to call us? 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. GetTheTea.com is a proud sponsor of Doing What's Right. That's GetTheTea.com.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
Before I started taking this Balance of Nature, I had no energy. Since I've been taking this Balance of Nature, I have had the energy, and I just thank God. It's really been a blessing to me. Even my eyesight seems to be better because my other glasses I couldn't wear. It wasn't strong enough. But when I put the other glasses on, the one that was kind of weak, I could see so clear out of them. I said, what is this?
What are you waiting for? Good health is only a phone call away. Don't miss your opportunity to get a free month's supply of Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code DJV.
All right, the Talk Radio Review with Richie, Victoria, and Jennifer, and Doug. I'm looking at a picture of Senator Kristen Sinema, the Democrat that got sworn in on a copy of the Constitution rather than on a Bible. Is that significant? Does it make a difference? What do we know about her? Jennifer, what's the trail on her?
Well, it was a really hot race in Arizona. This was to replace Jeff Flake, and it was not called for a long time, a couple weeks at least, after Election Day. She was running against Martha McSally, who, interestingly enough, also became a senator yesterday. How you ask? Well, she replaced John Kyle, who replaced John McCain in Arizona. So one of the things that I guess is most notable, at least in the news media, is that she's the first bisexual woman to become a member of the Senate.
Talking about Kristen Sinema or Martha McSally?
Yes, Kristen Sinema. Sorry,
we got that category covered.
How did we get Martha McSally in there when she lost the cinema? Was she appointed?
It was an appointment. So after John McCain died, they appointed John Kyle, who became a senator, who resigned on the last day of the year because he said he'd only be there for the end of the year, essentially, to fill the gap. And then Martha McSally was appointed by the governor of Arizona to take the place.
A regular term? Is it a 6-year term?
McCain's up for re-election in McCain's seat. Is it? It might be 2020, or she might have two. She's got a few years to sink in.
Sure.
Yeah.
Now, the other new senator that's making noise is Mitt Romney, because he took a shot at Trump. What's that going to do for him?
Mitt Romney? I don't think it's going to do much with the Republican Party. I think the Republican Party's made it pretty clear that they thought it was a dumb move. I've always said I think each party, whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, Green Party, there's room for multiple opinions, but you have to ask about the context of the government shutdown if this was appropriate for Mitt to do.
Right. That's number three this week on the countdown, 21 after the hour.
Mark Hummel's Blues Harmonica Blowout brings a roster full of Grammy winners and nominees to the Cascade Theater January 16th. It's a stellar night of Southern Blues Harp Masters featuring Bobby Rush, Kenny Neal, James Harmon, Johnny Sansoni, and Mark Hummel's Golden State Lone Star Blues Review featuring Anson Funderburg. The Blues Harmonica Blowout at the Cascade, January 16th at 7:30. Get your tickets now at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Vans Optical would like to pay special tribute to our veterans who exemplify in their duties the spirit of Christmas with the giving of their service to our country. Let us recognize the service and their sacrifices and take the opportunity to thank all the talented and dedicated veterans for their commitment to our country by wishing them and their families a very Merry Christmas.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Roundup, Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen, Victoria Jones here from the D.C. Radio Company. Rich McFadden from Radio America. We're discussing the charts from Talkers Magazine, where you find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, all the info about what's going on, the research done by the folks at Talkers, listening to talk radio stations, programs, hosts around the country to come up with this list. I think I'll go through the list, actually. We started with the number one and two and three items, that is the Congress. We didn't spend much time on the border wall. We'll talk about that in the government shutdown because they're kind of together. Mitt Romney is number three. Starting at 10 and moving backwards, though, on the sports side of things, it seems like we just started talking, Richie, about the NFL season beginning, and now we're into the playoffs already, and the Super Bowl is, what, 5 weeks away? That's all, right?
Yeah.
5 weeks away. Right. And a bad halftime show for Maroon 5.
That's not going to be great.
Yeah. No.
my fantasy football season ended abruptly, too. So
really?
And, you know, being a Redskins fan, and once your fantasy team's out, football's over.
Over.
So I root for the Saints, and that's all I got now.
All right. Victoria, are you a football fan at all? What do you think about the Washington team?
Well, I'm a football fan, but I'm speaking a different language now.
Different kind of football. Okay,
yeah.
Let's keep moving. And number nine, stock market activity. I was about to say, you foolish people who pay attention to the ups and downs on a daily basis, you got to have rocks in your head. Let's just sit it out. You're going to do fine. And it isn't really that bad as the news media makes it to be. Anyway, number eight.
Can I jump in on number nine?
Yeah, you can. Sure.
Because we've also got the China-U.S. trade war.
Yeah.
And to that, we should add that American citizens living in China have had an ominous travel advisory from the State Department saying level two, exercise increased caution because there is now arbitrary enforcement of local laws as well as special restrictions on dual U.S.-Chinese nationals. Now, some American citizens are being prohibited from leaving China by using exit bans, sometimes keeping American citizens in China for years.
Mm-hmm. What about the business interests of people who are Americans that are in fields that are important for the Chinese economy, like the automobile industry? What are they doing with the likes of them?
Well, I mean, you know, they have considerable power to basically exercise their will. They have a lot of laws that they can exercise, both local laws that they can put in force, and now they've got these exit bans that they are exercising, and people who are traveling there or who are living there should, according to the State Department, be cautious.
Yeah, be careful. Remember when I went to China, Richie, and the way I was treated like some kind of a star. I was invited. The Chinese government paid for my trip over there.
And they put the shiny special veneer on it for you to make it all look pretty and special.
Meanwhile, Americans, as Victoria suggested, stay the heck out of China. 28 after the hour here on the Talk Radio Review with much more to come.
Your brain is an amazing thing, but as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. In clinical trials, Prevagen has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen, the name to remember. Now available in stores everywhere. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Hey, this is Victoria with the DJV Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think twice about cracking a smile. smile. Power swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get power swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your power swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your power swabs today at 800-208-1797.
When you need assistance applying for veteran benefits, consider utilizing the Shasta County Veterans Service Office. Our veteran representatives are all military veterans that are highly trained and fully accredited, giving you the best support possible. This is Celestina Traver, your Shasta County Veterans Service Officer. We welcome you to our office at 1855 Shasta Street to see what benefits are awaiting you. Please call us at 225-5616.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Grant and Things. Hey, Mike, so I got to ask. What's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's going to last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite line roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at estategranite.com.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Roundup. The charts from Talkers Magazine for the week of the 31st of December through the first Friday in January. I'm Doug Steffen, here with Victoria Jones from the DC Radio Company, Rich McFadden from Radio America, and the focus on the top 10. We sort of started at the top, and now we're at the bottom. I guess we're halfway through here in a sense. The fact that... Well, we have a couple of space stories at number 8. The New Horizons mission, looking at that planet, I think that has been out there for, what, 8 years, 10 years? And now it's seen this planet that's way beyond our solar system. And then the news that Chinese have sent a spaceship to the other side of the moon. And what that means, there are a lot of people who are trying to interpret this. This is the problem with the interpretive media that we have these days instead of the news media. I call it the interpretive media because people, this is what this means. How do you know what it means? The Chinese want to use the moon for military purposes. I think you can reasonably assume that that might be their motivation because they're not exactly big in the research department. But, you know, what is an astrologer friend of mine, Richie, said, what this means is that the new moon is now in Capricorn. And the Chinese are there. Somebody wanted to study the beginning, you know, the origins of a country can be done astrologically, same as a person. Like, we have an interesting astrology for America, born on July 4th, 1776. So we'd go back to 1948, when the current Chinese government was put into place by Mao Zedong, and then we'd see what this meant, the moon landing.
Do you think the Chinese astronauts are up there on the moon with one of those placemats from the Chinese restaurant looking at the astrology signs around it, trying to read and see what it means?
No. It's the year of the dog.
It's the year of the rat.
Right? Year of the rat. Right. Exactly. All right, so anyway.
No. All you got to do is listen to Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon, man.
That's
and
right.
It will all be explained.
All right.
That's
I
right.
Didn't think about that. I should have thought about that. Number 7, the president appears in the briefing room, and one of the reporters said, why are you here? So that was kind of important. All right, Victoria, you can take that one because you're the briefing room expert here.
Well, yes, it was kind of interesting. Well, first of all, it was highly unusual to have a briefing at all, so that was exciting. And then the president came, which was even more exciting, and he brought these Border Patrol guys who were sort of like, you know, Larry, all who had bullet heads.
Are you suggesting instead of Larry Moe and Curly, is that why you're...
Well, nobody was curly because they were all bald, and that was basically the Twitter conversation, which was sort
that
of
was
ridiculous.
Funny.
It was very, very funny, and it, so that sort of became the story. The immediate story was like, why did you pick three guys who all look the same? And that it was very funny, but he was there for two reasons: one, to talk about getting his wall and to get these guys to talk about it also. And two, and this is analysis, honestly, to take away the news cycle from Nancy Pelosi. Of course.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a smart move on his part, and it was not entirely successful.
Why do you say that? Why do you say it wasn't entirely?
Because now, this goes to one of the other stories on the countdown, because we are facing a very interesting year, because for the first year in President Trump's presidency, he is not going to be the only story. He is going to be a large, large part of the story, but he is going to have to share the story with the Speaker of the House and the democratically controlled House. And so he's looking at a different way of not doing things, because he will continue to do things the way he does things, but he's looking at a different news cycle. And so he is going to, I think, up his game, if that's possible, in terms of owning the news. And this is going to be very interesting, because remember, President Trump is all about promotion, if you look at The Art of the Deal and his other books, and owning the story. And this is going to be really fascinating. It's going to be a ride, folks.
All right. So let's keep the Trumpster in the focus here. And the wall, actually, the border wall, as we said before, is number 2 this week on the overview. Somebody posted on Facebook that I saw, and I thought this was worthy at least of a comment, because it sort of speaks to the sentiment of a lot of people, and I'm not sure exactly where I fit on this, but I am not happy about the illegals that are committing crimes here. I'm also not happy about the illegals that are taking jobs from American workers, especially on the farm. I thought it was interesting as part of the farm bill. A lot of people have not been talking about this because they don't understand, they don't care about what's going on in agriculture, even though this doesn't really, this fits into a general discussion about welfare. The now requirement in the food, the farm bill, that in order to get food stamps, you have to prove that you can't work. Everybody from 18 to 49 who's able-bodied will no longer get food stamps. I thought that was a brilliant, and nobody's talking about it. It's going to save millions, billions of dollars because of all the people, the phony balonies that are out on disability or they've got a bad this or a bad that, and they also claim to have. I saw actually.
Do you know why that those are tied together?
What, the food?
Why do you think that food stamps and the farm bill would be connected?
Because the Agriculture Department administers the food stamp operation.
Why is that?
Program. That's a very good question. None of the farmers can figure that out. Well, you can.
I'll tell you why. Because in the 60s, I guess it was, the late 50s, when they went to, when the Democrats came to the Republicans and said, we want to create this food stamp program, the Republicans said, okay, no problem. We want to give benefits to farmers. If you give us the benefits for farmers that we want and the subsidies for farmers that we want, we'll give you your food stamps program. So the deal was made and all the legislation was done together. That's why your food stamps are tied into your agriculture.
That's very interesting to know. Thank you. That's good to know. And you know what it's become? It's so bastardized now. It's become the farmers aren't really getting the benefit out of the food, out of the farm bill. It's the big ag corporations that were
around the smaller companies.
Yep, exactly. Right. $643 billion going down a rat hole. There aren't any, there isn't one penny of that money that went to big ag that was necessary. In fact, it's an outrage that taxpayers should be spending money when so many American family farmers are on the brink of disaster.
Well, it goes to the couple of huge farm and manufacturing companies, and that's it.
Yeah, right, exactly. So anyway, the reason that I brought this up, other than to explain what was going on with food stamps, there is this posting just grabbed my attention. The read is, when did the U.S. Congress get elected to represent illegal aliens as opposed to representing American citizens? I'm confused. Something to be said for that. Why?
Yeah.
There shouldn't be any constituency at all for the illegals. Should there be? Why is there a constituency at all? Why do people in California want sanctuary cities to help these people? What's the motivation behind that? You want to take a shot at that, Victoria?
Not taking a shot in any direction, actually, at all. But I do think that the sanctuary cities are simply saying, you know, look, we are not going to do one person, you know, one agency's job for them, and we are going to provide assistance for human beings, is what they're saying. That's what they say. So that's their position, and it's a very controversial one.
Yeah, well, it very much is controversial, no question about that. All right, we continue with our look. Few more stories in the focus as we have time here on the Talk Radio Review. Speaking of time, 44 after the hour. Now, attention could be directed, maybe should be directed, depending on how you're feeling. If you're like me and most of the other people in the country, we've gained weight over the last 4 or 5 weeks, and some of it has the opportunity to go away quickly, and some of it doesn't have the opportunity because it's stuck. You've got food and things that are not good, shouldn't be stuck in your colon, stuck there, that need to be, shall we say, moved out. And the best way, the most positive way of doing that is to use Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea, yeah, it'll help you lose weight, but it really cleans out your colon, your stomach, your innards. There are parasites that are in there from some of the food that you've eaten, especially if it hasn't been cooked properly, that sort of thing. It helps clean fluoride out of your body, and that certainly is something that's important. You shouldn't have any fluoride. You shouldn't have be using fluoride toothpaste. You shouldn't be drinking fluoride in the water. It's just, it collects in your system, and it causes all kinds of problems as you age. So if you go to GetTheTea.com, that's the website to order Life Change Tea, GetTheTea.com, visit the website, look around and see some of the awesome supplements that they have. GetTheTea.com, the website for Life Change Tea, which will, in fact, cleanse your body and change your life. On the people list at TheTalkers.com website, you can find these lists every week published there. The people, I don't know if there's any real surprise here. Bernie Sanders, number 10, he's running, as is Elizabeth Warren. She's on the list. Vladimir Putin's on the list. Mitt Romney's on the list. Kim Jong-un is on the list. Bob Mueller is on the list. Chuck Schumer, Mitch McConnell, Nancy Pelosi, actually number 2. First time we've seen her name that far up on the list, for obvious reasons, because she's the new Democratic leader. What will that hold and foretell for the presidency of Donald Trump? Well, he's number 1. He gets the bully pulpit. He's going to get more exposure than anybody else. So does he come out on top because of that? I would venture a guess that this year we'll see Donald Trump at the top of the people list pretty much every week. That's it. That's our overview. I'm Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
A woman in Austin, Texas, tripped over a toddler who was running inside a furniture store, and she broke her ankle. She sued the store owners, claiming they had created an unsafe environment for their customers. A jury agreed with her, ruled against the store, and awarded the woman $80,000 in damages. Everyone watching the case was shocked by the outcome because the toddler was her own son. That jury should have looked through the lens of liberty and recognized that the store was not at fault. She was. America was founded on the simple principle that ordinary people can govern themselves. But that requires personal responsibility. Accidents happen. But instead of blaming others and filing lawsuits, we ought to just watch where we're going. And more importantly, put a stop to these frivolous lawsuits.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Taking Viagra for ED, some great news from Marley Drug. You can get Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in generic 20-milligram pills for just $2 a tablet. That's a savings of $40 a dose. Marley Drug, North Carolina pharmacy, delivering generic Sildenafil to your door. Avoid growing prescription copays and uncomfortable pharmacy visits. Purchase Sildenafil now. Call 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310. Again, 800-601-0310.
Your brain is an amazing thing, but as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. In clinical trials, Prevagen has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen, the name to remember, now available in stores everywhere. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Talk Radio Countdown Show, Doug Steffen here with a list, the charts, if you will, for the first week of January. Number 10 on the story list is what's going on in the world of sports talk radio, more focus on the NFL playoffs than anything else. Number 9, activity on the stock market and business talk radio. Number 8, the Chinese landing on the moon and our NASA mission to the planet that's way beyond the outskirts of our solar system. Number 7, the appearance of the president in the briefing room during the week. Number 6, the Kim Jong-un speech. Elizabeth Warren, number 5, and her candidacy for the presidency. Number 4, troop withdrawal from Syria. Number 3, Mitt Romney attacks the president. The border wall and the shutdown. Number 2, and Congress begins, the new Congress. Number 1 this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. All right, meanwhile, back at the ranch here on the Talk Radio Review, the withdrawal from Syria, the strategy in Iraq is number 4. Getting troops out of Iraq and Afghanistan, I'm very sympathetic to this. I have been for years and years. Rich, you've heard me talk about this and how much money we've wasted when George Bush got us into Iraq in 2003. It started. Since then, we spent $7 trillion, lost hundreds of thousands of Americans, either to death or destruction, their lives ruined for nothing. And it so annoys me. I'm not a good person to talk about this because I'm not objective at all. So, in terms of the withdrawal schedule, Lindsey Graham apparently, Victoria, had quite an influence in his meeting with Trump last week, yeah?
Well, yes, and Lindsey Graham is extremely knowledgeable. He's a former JAG officer in the Air Force. He's very knowledgeable on military affairs, and he was able, so far, to influence the president on a slowdown of the troop withdrawal in Syria by explaining to him, among other things, who the Kurds are, how they have been doing this fighting for us, and how they will be killed by the Turks if we speed up our withdrawal. How the Turks have flat out said, we will kill them in the ditches they have built for their own defense. So he's apparently done that. Now, bear in mind, this could change, but that's the status at the moment.
Yep. All right, there it is, our overview. Victoria, Richie, Doug at 10 before the hour.
Winter is coming. At least that's what the calendar says, and the nights are getting cooler. So you don't want to put off having your monitor or Toyotomi heater and water heater serviced, and SST Oil are the people to call today at 241-1167. Stay warm and cozy when the temperature drops by having that system checked and fresh fuel delivered. SST Oil, delivering to our firefighters, and they'll bring that same dedication to your home. SST Oil, Windham Lane in Reading, 241-1167.
This Christmas, give the gift of down-home comfort food and treat yourself as well. Buy $25 in gift cards from Black Bear Diner and get $5 in Bear Bucks for your own post-holiday meal. Gift cards are the perfect gift. What better way to send your love than a cozy home-style experience? Stop by Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive. Open Christmas and New Year's. Don't forget, you can enjoy your favorite comfort food at home. Order online at blackbeardiner.com, pick up, or have it delivered.
Black Bear Diner.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is the place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
I think one great benefit to having a Turtle Bay membership, I love that it's one place we can go to and bring our family, and there's something for everybody. There's activities for our one-year-old to do, and there's also exhibits and things for our six-year-old to do, and it's just a good variety of things for all ages.
We're members of Turtle Bay because I think education is really important, and I think kids need to learn that they can learn out of the classroom and learn in real life, and I think Turtle Bay brings that experience to them as they can see things that they see out and about outside of school and learn something.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 after the hour now. Tech Talk time and a review of the top five items from this past week. First week of January 2019. Lots of activity in the world of transferable information when it comes to technology. Starting out with number five, going to number one, Victoria Keelan, with a focus on Whole Foods, which is really Amazon. That's why it's a tech story, yeah?
Yep, and their Prime Now app, which is separate from the Whole Foods app and separate from Amazon's app is really the focus of this. And so Prime Now is going to be, they're hooking up, that's their two-hour delivery program, just in case anyone doesn't know that. And so now Whole Foods is expanding their stores into suburbs and other regions across the U.S. at a pretty rapid pace, which is great news for the Prime Now app, because that's, you need to have a store nearby in order to get the two-hour delivery. So right now they're looking in Idaho, Wyoming, and southern Utah have already been scouted as potential retail spaces, and these spaces are actually going to be about 2,000 square feet larger than the average Whole Foods store. And the reason for that is because they really hope that more people will start using the Prime Now app, and so they'll have a separate space within the Whole Foods store that's just going to be for deliveries. So it's they're keeping up with Target and Walmart and all the other stores that now are doing more and more delivery services.
Number four on our list of the top five, focus on hackers. I think this is a despicable and very important thing for folks to know. If you haven't heard the story, listen up.
This is absolutely despicable. The hackers who stole the episodes of Orange is the New Black and then released them, that group is called the Dark Overlord, and they claim now, their next big thing, is that they claim to have stolen 18,000 documents that are insurance forms related to the 9/11 attacks. And so they have threatened to release these files, claiming that there are quote-unquote answers to the 9/11 attack conspiracies. And so they are threatening Lloyd's of London, Hiscox Syndicates, and Silverstein Properties, among other insurance companies. And they want, of course, a ransom. They want Bitcoin. They want a lot of money. And they're claiming that they are going to blackmail people whose names are involved in these insurance claims. It's a horrible, horrible, despicable is the best word. It's just absolutely horrendous. So right now, the UK and US law enforcement have been getting involved with this. They're working with the insurance companies to try to figure out if this hack is legitimate, if the ransom is legitimate, if they actually have these documents. And just the thought of having the families have to go through something like this, you know, 20 years later, it's just horrific.
Yep. Number three, Windows, Microsoft. This is, again, very important for those of us who have Windows 10 and don't like it.
Yeah, Windows 10 actually is now the world's most prominent desktop operating system. And so it finally beat out its own Windows 7 in the market share. And the problem, though, with Windows 10, like you said, Doug, you're not really liking it. I've done some digging this week, and apparently a lot of people don't like Windows 10. And they find it to be very clunky and a little bit confusing, and Windows kind of tried to go a little too fancy and a little too intricate with their design.
There was no reason for them to change what was working. I understand the technology of it, but the face of it could have stayed the same, and it didn't, and it has been a nightmare for me. It's a pain.
Yep, and so Windows 10 is now running on more than 700 million devices, and if you have Windows 7, then you are going to run out on your extended support. Is only you have to pay for that, and that support is still going to run out a year from now. So if you hopefully there will be some improvements to Windows 10 in the meantime, because a lot of people seem unhappy with it.
Number two, warnings. Here's Facebook once again.
Yep. If you're taking quizzes on Facebook, be very, very careful about the information that you put out there. The police department in Sutton, Massachusetts, have actually issued a scary post on their Facebook page this week warning social media users that those questionnaires are actually revealing a lot of personal information to scammers. So if you're going to play What's Your Elf Name or all those other cute little harmless, seemingly harmless games, be very, very careful. Do not give out your personal information, like, you know, answering your, you know, pet's name and all that stuff. It's just giving way too much information. Yep.
Speaking of bad news, number one, bad news for Apple in the stock department, at least for this week anyway.
Apple did have a pretty bad week, and the CEO, Tim Cook, said that the that Apple now expects their revenue for the final quarter of 2018 to be $84 billion as opposed to $93 billion, and that has a lot to do with the tariff wars in China, and it's pretty much kind of all being blamed on that. But a lot of lackluster sales, too, for the iPhone. The new iPhone's not moving the way
they
thought it would.
Hello. Very expensive. It's too expensive. Yep, that's it. They've gone a little bit too far. Okay, that's the overview of the top five tech stories, courtesy of Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
The top radio countdown. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
KCNR rolls into 2019 with great changes to our programming. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your town hall of the Shasta County Airwaves. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, it's the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, 1460 a.m. and soon on 96.5 FM. Now, more than ever, we are your locally owned, community-connected radio station.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 96003.
Conditioned on defeating the remnants of the Islamic State group, and Turkey is assuring the safety of Kurdish fighters allied with the United States. News and analysis at townhall.com.
All right, so you're up for patriotmobile.com. Patriot Mobile wants to know, what's your New Year's resolution? Why not find a better fit for your values? Big Mobile funds the big left, donates to causes like Planned Parenthood. Patriot Mobile does just the opposite. They donate to conservative causes every time you pay your bill. Wouldn't you rather fund pro-life, religious freedom, and Second Amendment right groups with every call you make? It's easier to switch to Patriot Mobile. Most people save money, and they know that their hard-earned dollars are working to make America great again. Bring your own phone, keep your own phone number, buy a new phone, whatever it takes. Now is the time. Make the New Year's resolution to stop spending money with companies that contradict your values. Plus, visit them online at patriotmobile.com/you to get your activation fee waived. Or mention Hugh when you call 1-800-A-PATRIOT. That's 1-800-A-PATRIOT. Make a New Year's resolution today. Join the revolution. PatriotMobile.com/Hugh. 1-800-A-PATRIOT. Mention Hugh. Get the activation fee waived. Switch to Patriot Mobile today.
After only 2 years on the throne, Malaysian King Sultan Mohammed V is abdicating.
The palace said in a statement that the 49-year-old Sultan Mohammed V had resigned with immediate effect, cutting short his 5-year term. No reason was given in the statement. It's the first abdication in Malaysia's history. Sultan Mohammed V, ruler of Northeast Kelantan State, was installed in December 2016 as one of Malaysia's youngest constitutional monarchs. He is said to have married a 25-year-old former Russian beauty queen in November while on a 2-month medical leave. I'm Zeria Shakli.
It was January the 6th, 1838. Samuel Morse and Alfred Vail gave the first successful public demonstration of their telegraph in Morristown, New Jersey. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A black man's arrested, charged with murder in the killing of a 7-year-old black girl in a drive-by shooting in Houston that authorities said appeared to be a case of mistaken identity, not a racially motivated attack as her family feared.
It appears to us, based on the information we received, this was likely a case of mistaken identity, where the intended targets were likely someone else, but instead they fired upon a LaPortia, Jasmine, and her siblings.
Harris County Sheriff Ed Gonzalez says the red truck that witnesses first stated was driven by the shooter was just a witness.
When the gunfire erupted, you're talking about small children. They witnessed something very traumatic, and it's very likely that the last thing they did see was that, indeed, that red truck and that driver that was in that truck, and that's what they remembered last.
Gonzalez said they acted on a tip received by a civil rights activist and zeroed in on the 20-year-old man. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Grant and Things. Hey, Mike, so I got to ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's going to last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite line roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it forever furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed, but after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Firewalls.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Happy New Year from the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. They have gone through the radio programs, hosts, the stations around the country that are broadcasting America's number one format, to come up with a list of stories, as we have been doing here for a long time. We start a new year with the well wishes of everybody, I'm sure, on the staff at Talkers, the staff of this program. Happy 2019, as a matter of fact, is the headline at talkers.com. Never a dull moment. I like that. And that's for sure, right? It's more and more like that when you look at the list here. So let's start off the new year right, Michael, by jumping right into the stories and the people list from talkers.com.
Well, it was a short week, obviously, in terms of, you know, what's considered weekdays, because we had the 2 days at the beginning of the week that truncated it. But there was a lot of news during that time, and a lot of fill-in hosts had a great time with it over the holiday. This is the way it looks. At number 10, Bernie Sanders. Oh, that's the people chart. Sorry, let's start with the story chart. At number 10, the National Football League playoff seeding has been set. At number 9, stock market activity and the China-U.S. trade war. At number 8, the new horizon. Horizon's mission to Ultima Thule, and China lands on the dark side of the moon. You can hear. At number seven, the Trump briefing room appearance, and that's tied with the Trump cabinet meeting. At number six, Kim Jong-un's speech, and the Mueller report looms. Those two are tied. Number five, Elizabeth Warren is now a candidate of sorts. At number four, the U.S. troop withdrawal from Syria. And the U.S., well, she announced her exploratory committee, The U.S. strategy in Iraq and Afghanistan is tied at number four with the troop withdrawal, the Trump troop withdrawal from Syria. At number three, Mitt Romney attacks Trump. At number two, the border wall battle tied with the federal government shutdown. And the number one story, the 116th Congress begins and Nancy Pelosi becomes the Speaker of the House. The People Survey, as mentioned before, at number 10, Bernie. At number nine, Xi Jinping of China. At number eight, Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts. Number seven, Vladimir Putin of Russia. Number six, Bob Mueller. Number five, Kim Jong-un. Number four, Mitt Romney. Number three, Chuck Schumer and Mitch McConnell tied at number three. Nancy Pelosi has skyrocketed up to number two, and Donald Trump remains at number one. And there you go.
I'm looking at a note that somebody, one of the program directors that carries this program, just shot me a quick note about the, when I said you go to talkers.com, the headline is Never a Dull Moment, Happy 2019, and the show must go on, is the second part of that. And he adds, the best is yet to come. Fella's name is Morris. So what are you, is the best? Where can it get any better than this as far as the actual content, the people paying attention to this?
Well, I'll tell you, the excitement of the content of talk radio, let's just hope it stays as good as it is. As far as the best yet to come, I hope that the stories are more positive, and that the medium of talk radio and the medium of radio remain healthy into 2019. Those are not givens. You know, this is a tough time for the media as it transitions from its 20th century roots to its 21st century potential.
Mm-hmm. By the way, you can reach me if you'd like to. At Doug Steffen is the Twitter handle, or Doug at DougSteffen.com. You can do Michael as well, at Michael Harrison. You're on Twitter at Michael Harrison, aren't you?
No, I have a low social media profile. I am available by email, michael@talkers.com. I do not have a Facebook page. Talkers does, but I don't. I tweet only one tweet a week under at MH Interview. And I tweet one tweet a week, and it's who the guests are on our podcast.
Right.
Other than that, I have nothing to say if I'm not on the radio.
Well, that's the way it ought. Yeah, that's a very interesting philosophy that we ought to spend a moment on, because we have felt the pressure. You have, I have, many people who are on the air. I was talking to my staff about the thing that some people on the air are busy always tweeting out to the audience and sending notes. And the ladies on the DJB show that are on with me resist that because they think it takes away from their focus on their real job, which is to be on the radio and to talk and have things to say. And I wonder if that isn't something that's being overlooked, because you do know that there are program directors that say, oh, you got to do social media, you got to do this, and this.
Well, I mean, if you're really aggressively trying to expand your brand and you're really aggressively trying to get ahead, I believe that there's a place for social media. I understand that. But I am not aggressively trying to expand my brand. I have enough trouble keeping up with the demands of my career as it is. And I'm not aggressive that way. I am interviewed regularly on radio. I fill in on shows. I have the platform of Talkers Magazine. I do heavy email. And what? I'm going to sit there and have to insert my view on Putin or on what's going on every 10 minutes for my followers? That's absurd to me. But I understand it. If that's all you do, you know, if your brand and getting your name out there into some type of cyberspace has a meaning in terms of promoting your product and promoting your name, I can see why people do that. So I don't look down on it. The Facebook thing is a different thing. I've never liked Facebook. There's something about Facebook, and again, this is just my own personal taste, folks. I'm not saying people shouldn't do Facebook or that it doesn't have, you know, productive power. I just personally prefer privacy. and don't go out of my way to share every moment of my life with strangers.
Me too, yeah. I'll post things on my personal Facebook page that are of general sort of consumer interest thoughts about things, but once in a while over Christmas I posted a couple of pictures of me with my grandson because I really like to do that, and people who like me like to see me with my grandson.
Right.
But generally speaking, I'm not talking about issues, and the things that I post are not about things that I might talk about on the air in general. But it is a way. I have three Facebook pages, different: the radio program and my farm and myself.
Right.
I don't do a good job of keeping up with them because I think it's very difficult. I think you, in our business, we need to almost have somebody full time. If you're going to do this, you need to have somebody doing it all the time. And so we have this argument with people who advise me, well, if you don't do this, you're losing out, and you don't have coverage and this, that, and the other thing. And, you know, you have to make a judgment at some point. You've made
well,
a judgment.
Well, there's truth to that, but there's also truth to if you can't do it right, don't do it at all.
Every time you
open up another platform, you're opening up another bunch of work, another bunch of business. There's nothing worse than any platform that is not up to date and is not done well. And again, I don't dislike those things, but I got enough platforms as it is.
Yeah.
You know, the platform of Talkers Magazine, Talkers.com, it's 29 years old now. That's enough for me. I don't need to have on top of it a Facebook page. And as far as me knowing what's going on in Facebook, I lurk, I loom, and everybody sends me their stuff. And I'm out there, you know.
But Michael Harrison, lurking and looming on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. We'll get to a connection with number two, and a note that somebody, I'm saying to people, okay, send me a note. So somebody else named Michael just sent me another note, and I'm going to get to it because it applies to number two this week. He's focusing on the stories, and that's the number two story right after these words on the Talk Radio Countdown. Here's something that'll help you make this year the best year of your life. You're going to get better night's rest. That's my plan. My plan is to help you make sure that you are getting a better night's sleep. It's hard to get these days because everybody's so busy and they're so wound up when you get into bed at night. Wow. How long does it take you to kind of duck under the pillow and go nighty-night? Pillows are very important, and the best pillows I know of anywhere are made by a fellow out in Minnesota named Mike Lindell, who has a huge plant, 1,500 people working around the clock to make great pillows at the factory for My Pillow. And the website for My Pillow is mypillow.com. On there, you will see all kinds of references to the various customers and what they've done and what they buy and what's available at mypillow.com. Not just pillows, mattresses, mattress covers, pillow cases, sheets, you name it. Anything for a good night's rest is at mypillow.com. And if you use the code DJV, you'll get a guarantee that it'll last you till March 1st. You'll be able to get things at half price. You get free shipping. Just use the code DJV when you're at mypillow.com. All right? So go get some new pillows. Get rid of those old, dirty pillows you can't wash. They're full of all kinds of things that are unsightly. You don't even want to know what's in those old pillows. New pillows. Keep them fresh. Keep them clean. Find them at mypillow.com. Get the best deals by using the promo code DJV.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Would you like to leave a lasting impression studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable asset. I have the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. Yep, 5 minutes. After only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now I wouldn't use anything else. Power Swabs, super fast, easy, and approved by hygienists everywhere. Get Power Swabs at 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code to Southern Tier 50% off the retail price. Not available in stores. Just call 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs. Get the deal. 800-208-1797. All right, back to the countdown. And what's going on? I mentioned the wall, and somebody sent me a note on this guy said to me, why don't you discuss one of my listeners coined the phrase, walls work. I don't know whether that's true or not, but do the walls work? And what are people saying? What's the consensus in regard to
the walls work? They do.
Yeah,
walls work, but they're like tools. They could work for good or work for bad, but they work.
Mm-hmm.
There are 70 walls in the world right now that are major political boundaries, and they all do keep people out or in. They go
what about
ways.
Using that to shut down the government? Is there a long-haul situation to this? What are we going to do about the federal government shutdown?
The question of the week.
Mm-hmm. Pelosi.
Rhetorical big question. Of course, what are we going to do? What are they going to do? What's going to happen? That's the reality show aspect of this.
Mm-hmm. You're fired!
Are they going to come together and do something, or are they going to hold out?
Let's get together. What do you say? We can have a real good time. Maybe they'll be singing that in Washington. The end of the weekend here. This is the Talk Radio Review. Doug Steffen, Michael Harrison.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen, Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. There is not an issue that isn't affected by the social media aspect. We were talking about social media and what it does, what you need to have, what you may not like having, but you do if you're in business, need a Facebook page, you need to be on Twitter, you need to be posting on Instagram, all of that sort of stuff. But what it speaks to is a very, very, very serious problem, not only in our country, but around the world. We are compromised every day of our lives by people sticking their nose into our business, whether they're recording things, taking pictures of things, and there are no secrets anymore. There's no privacy anymore. It's you know, somebody who doesn't like you can out you for seemingly nothing, but they do, and it's just I think it's an unhealthy thing. I don't like it at all.
Well, it's potentially very dangerous, and it also really is the new front where wars are conducted between countries.
Yeah.
You know, we still think militarily and, you know, sending combat troops in, but the truth of the matter is there are wars ranging around the country, particularly between China, Russia, and the United States, cyber wars. And if you think that that's nonsense, you're missing the boat, folks. That's where the danger lies. And the infiltration of our systems and our culture is measurable. And so many things that you consider to be normal are eroding, and you don't know why. You know, whether you're for Trump or not, the whole Russia connection to the election is certainly real. And China is a very, very ominous force in this whole situation with their technology and their intent to control the world through communications.
Yeah, it really is. It's a dangerous time. And so you wonder, when it comes to those people who are out there, this week saw a couple of people sort of proclaiming their interest in being president. And there are four people, excuse me, that I've seen on the Democratic side that are being mentioned. Certainly the presence of Pocahontas, as Trump likes to call her, Elizabeth Warren, who is our senator from Massachusetts. You and I both live part of the time of the year, most of the year in Massachusetts. I think she's a horror show, frankly. And when you put her up against, there's a big brouhaha between she and Bernie Sanders, maybe for the oldest vote in the country. Then Joe Biden, who's another old-timer. And now the presence of this guy who almost beat, when you're voting for a loser, you vote for a cruiser. What was his name? I never can remember. O'Rourke, right?
Beto O'Rourke. Yeah, Beto O'Rourke has quite a buzz going on him for the Democrats. Of course, he lost in Texas. He didn't win, so it's unusual for somebody to lose and then be considered a major candidate for president because they lost so well.
Yeah, I mean, at first, I didn't care much for his presentation. I don't like Cruz at all, so I paid attention to him just to kind of see what he was all about. And I need to be up on it, sort of cognizant of what some of these people are all about. But the more I read about him and the more I listen to him, the more intriguing I find the guy. You know, I don't know that he's presidential material, certainly not yet. But he's one of the only one who's under 50 or around 50 in the Democratic Party.
When have you become such an ageist?
I'm not. I just find it interesting that people aren't crying more. The general public or is it just the fact that talk radio skews older? I'm not sure.
It has to do with that experience counts.
Yes, that's true, Michael. I have to remember that on the radio, especially with you and me. 28 after the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Taking Viagra for ED, some great news from Marley Drug. You can get sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in generic 20-milligram pills for just $2 a tablet. That's a savings of $40 a dose. Marley Drug, North Carolina pharmacy, delivering generic sildenafil to your door. Avoid growing prescription copays and uncomfortable pharmacy visits. Purchase sildenafil now. Call 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310. Again, 800-601-0310.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Make 2019 your best year yet. Start out with a great night's sleep. It's my plan. What about your plan? How often do you hear complaints about how hard it is to get a good night's sleep? Change the way you sleep forever with MyPillow. MyPillow, made right here in the USA, 100% machine washable and dryable cotton. They come with a 10-year warranty. You have nothing to lose except a good night's sleep. So let's get on the horn here. Or better yet, go online to MyPillow.com. Get four MyPillows, four for half the price. Two premium MyPillows, two go-anywhere pillows, plus free shipping. The money-back guarantee extends till March 1st. So, with nothing to lose, go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. That's promo code DJV at MyPillow.com. And get these fabulous pillows for a great night's rest. Start the new year out right by getting great rest, courtesy of the pillows from MyPillow.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 96003.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. The joy of the Lord, or the affliction of evil, the choice is ours. We choose what kind of life we will live. When we choose to live for God, our life will find its joy and peace in Jesus Christ. The alternative is allowing the chaos of the world to dictate the outcome of our everyday life. Now is the time to choose. I encourage you to choose life, joy, peace, and the eternal love of God. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at trueliferedding.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
How do you do? 34 past the hour. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine is here. I'm Doug Steffen. We were talking, were we on the air or off the air? We were talking about age. I think we were, I made reference
I
to...
you of being an ageist, and you
yes.
said, blah, 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 and I said, experience counts, that's all.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think that experience counts on the radio. I think experience counts in politics.
There's a big difference in what people want based on age, too. I think young people are very much interested in more income, talking about safety and jobs, and older folks who are over the age of 50, much more interested in health-related conversations. And so I look at some of the things that we're talking about here. It's all politics for the most part.
Well, it's news and, talk radio.
Yeah, but no, I was going to make a point. Based on the Trump factor, news talk radio has changed because a lot of the, you and I have both been around for a while doing news talk, and a lot of the things that we used to talk about were more related to things that weren't so political. Certainly politics has been an important part of our discussions over the last 30 years since the advent of Limbaugh, but not to the extent that they are now. I think we're just pushing everything else out of the way to talk about politics, aren't we?
I think there's more focus on politics now than ever before, but there has always been a heavy focus on politics on this kind of radio. So it's, you know, it's hard to judge. But there's no question that Trump has been a lightning rod for the heightened interest in polarized politics, the left versus right, Democrats versus Republicans, battles within each party. You've got a left and a right in the Democratic Party, and you have the same thing going on in the Republican Party. You could have a whole left-right battle and forget one party completely. Look at what's going on with Mitt Romney and Trump, and look at what's going on with Joe Biden and, you know, this whole new crop of diverse elected Congress people. You've got more diversity in this new 116th Congress than we've seen in years. There's going to be a heck of a battle for the nomination for president coming up, and it's going to be on the Democratic Party side of the aisle, so to speak. So politics has never been more interesting. And it's attracted a huge following in terms of the population. But this format's always been political. Always has. Come on, think back. Look at Clinton versus Limbaugh, Limbaugh versus Clinton era. That was.
I remember when Bill Clinton was on an airplane. And he was, I forget, he was flying
into St. Louis, and he was on the air with one of the people at KMOX.
Yeah.
And
you remember this, Lego.
he accused talk radio of being hate radio per the whole G. Gordon Liddy shoot him in the head incident.
Yeah.
And that was a big brouhaha that you and I were right in the middle of.
Yeah,
and
I'll never forget that.
Someday I'll write about it. It was an incredible chapter in our history.
Yeah, it really was. And then I think they were, quote, Limbaugh used to love to play the excerpt from Clinton about, if you're really good at hating people, then you get a talk show like Rush Limbaugh.
This has been going. Now you got to remember, you know how long ago that was? That was ancient history. Yeah, that was back in the 1990s. 1990s. We're almost in 2020. You know, next year's 2020. Think about that.
2020. Wait a minute. Let's do a TV show called 2020. You ready?
That would be funny. But it's true. You know what happens is you lose track of how many years actually are going by. I mean, that's one of the things between, you know, you're talking about the difference between young and old. Older folks tend to see time passing in large chunks. 5 years, 10 years goes by in a flash. Younger people tend to see each year as being longer and thus the past further back. Mm-hmm. So young people look at the 80s and 90s as being, you know, kind of ancient history. Whereas older folks look at it as being relatively recent history. And so it really is a matter of perspective on that thing that's very hard for people to really digest, and that's what is time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's one of the differences between the younger and the older. I don't like to say the old, but the older. And, of course, people are
There's a reflection too, on what else is going on in society. I know that this week I've heard on a couple of different programs that I listened to a discussion of diets, for example, what kinds of foods to eat to lose weight, because that's a problem that we all have, and a lot of talk radio hosts want to address.
Yeah, but you don't hear that as much. You don't,
but not as much as anymore. That's right. That's the point. Yeah.
Yeah. The average talk show on a news talk station, you know, it wouldn't be unusual for the host to say, and coming up in the next hour, Dr. blah, 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 with a
right.
new way you can lose weight.
Yes.
You don't
right.
hear that too much anymore.
No, you don't. Yeah.
And that was more of a generalist type of programming.
Yeah.
But you still do have gossip. You still have social issues that have a political overtone. For example, the entire Me Too movement is both political and social. Mm-hmm. So it's not all just party politics, although quite often social issues become political footballs. A great example of that is the climate issue has become completely politicized. In ancient times, like the 1970s or 80s, it would be considered a science issue, an ecology movement issue. Now it's politics. It's political. Me Too has become political. The battle of the sexes, that's been going on for all time. But now it's polarized and it's political to a great degree. But these are still issues. Look, remember we spent much of the 1990s talking about O.J. Simpson's trial.
Good God, yes.
Criminal issues become big on talk radio. That became politicized, but not Democrat-Republican. It was a racial issue as well as a criminal mystery. Mm-hmm. And a celebrity gossip. So you had celebrity gossip. You had true crime. It happened right at the time of the advent of court TV. People thought that was going to be a hell of a format. Wow, real-life court dramas. It only lasted for this O.J. trial. After that, every court trial seemed boring. And, of course...
Well, what came out of it, there were all those Judge Judy-type shows that came along after that. How many different... Even Larry Elder did one.
Yeah. Actually, I think there were judge shows prior to that.
Were there?
Remember People's Court, Judge Wapner.
Yes,
I remember, and I remember when I was a kid, a thing called Divorce Court. One of the first reality shows was. Do you remember Divorce Court? I bet you
don't.
Yes,
I do.
You
do? I remember it. Yeah, I do. I remember.
Now that goes way back, and they would have real people or allegedly real people airing their dirty laundry in terms of their divorces. And this was going on. I don't even know how long ago. I was a kid when that was on television.
Yeah.
So.
Scales of Justice, I think, were mm-hmm. when that they used as the opening shot, if I remember the...
perhaps.
Yeah.
But we've had covering stories and talkers in the 29 years, almost 29 years that we've been doing this. There are stories that were gigantic that are forgotten. The William Kennedy Smith rape trial. Michael whatever his name is that was caned in Singapore. The John Wayne Bobbitt cut off his thing issue.
And have it sewed back on again.
That was a big story that, you know, people kind of forgotten. Do you remember people didn't stop talking for 2 weeks when it came out that Magic Johnson had HIV?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That was
a bad
that
guy.
Was gigantic.
Sure
and
was.
The Oklahoma City bombing dominated our conversation for weeks.
Yep.
On talk radio. It's amazing the diversity of big-time stories that have captured the public attention and this particular format's programming.
Well, that's what this lends itself to, the immediacy of conversations about things that are going on, much more so than television. It used to be we were compared to TV. Don't you remember that? I mean, think about some of the shows that are on now, whether they're live or tape for television, The View, The Chat.
All that comes from talk radio.
Yes, it does.
The entire Fox News channel, started by Roger Ailes, was inspired by talk radio of the late 80s and early 90s.
Yeah.
CNN is tremendously influenced by talk radio, by news talk radio, MSNBC, news talk radio. So it used to be that television was in its own lofty world, considered itself much better than radio, but so much of dynamic television today really has its roots in
modern talk radio.
Yeah. A lot of people spend a lot of time on those news channels, if you will, and they combine it with listening to talk radio. And
yeah.
Pretty interesting how the demographics shake up. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen, time for you to think about getting a great night's rest. Thanks to the folks at MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com is the place to go to get all the specials as the year begins. They're offering great deals on the most comfortable things that you can use. Their premium plus pillows, for example. Save 55% using the DJV code. The best sheets ever. Save 50% on those. And then there is the day-to-day, run-of-the-mill sort of good way of getting two of the great pillows, the premium pillows, two of the go-anywhere pillows for half price. You pay for two and you get four. That's the way it works all across the board. All kinds of bargains, bonanzas at MyPillow.com. The pillows are made of 100% cotton. They're machine washable and dryable. So I was talking about the ugga-bugga stuff that's in the pillows earlier on. Michael said, ooh, those things are horrible. What do you do about them? Well, in the case of MyPillow, you can wash them. Stop tossing. Stop turning. Sleep better. MyPillow. My pillows at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with a list, the charts, if you will, for the first week of January. Number 10 on the story list is what's going on in the world of sports talk radio. More focus on the NFL playoffs than anything else. Number 9, activity on the stock market and business talk radio. Number 8, the Chinese landing on the moon and our NASA mission to the planet that's way beyond the outskirts of our solar system. Number 7, the appearance of the president in the briefing room during the week. Number 6, the Kim Jong-un speech. Elizabeth Warren, number 5, and her candidacy for the presidency. Number 4, troop withdrawal from Syria. Number 3, Mitt Romney attacks the president. The border wall and the shutdown. Number 2, and Congress begins, the new Congress. Number 1 this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Make 2019 your best year yet. Start out with a great night's sleep. It's my plan. What about your plan? How often do you hear complaints about how hard it is to get a good night's sleep? Change the way you sleep forever with MyPillow. MyPillow, made right here in the USA, 100% machine washable and dryable cotton. They come with a 10-year warranty. You have nothing to lose after a good night's sleep. So let's get on the horn here. Or better yet, go online to MyPillow.com. Get 4 MyPillows, 4 for half the price. 2 premium MyPillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows, plus free shipping. The money-back guarantee extends till March 1st. So, with nothing to lose, go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. That's promo code DJV at MyPillow.com. And get these fabulous pillows for a great night's rest. Start the new year out right by getting great rest, courtesy of the pillows from MyPillow.com. On the people list at the talkers.com website, you can find these lists every week published there. The people, I don't know if there's any real surprise here. Bernie Sanders, number 10, he's running, as is Elizabeth Warren. She's on the list. Vladimir Putin's on the list. Mitt Romney's on the list. Kim Jong-un is on the list. Bob Mueller is on the list. Chuck Schumer, Mitch McConnell, Nancy Pelosi, actually number two. First time we've seen her name that far up on the list for obvious reasons, because she's the new Democratic leader. What will that hold and foretell for the presidency of Donald Trump? Well, he's number one. He gets the bully pulpit. He's going to get more exposure than anybody else. So does he come out on top because of that? I would venture a guess that this year we'll see Donald Trump at the top of the people list pretty much every week. That's it. That's our overview. I'm Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. All right. One of the things that's interesting this week, I think, Michael, and I'm going to carry this over in a conversation with our legal expert, Stephen J.J. Wiseman, the number of workers who are suing union workers, government union workers who are suing the government over the shutdown, because a lot of people on the outside are feeling the pinch. So now there are a number, actually, that are challenging this. I don't know how what a suit does. Is that going to change Congress's mind, or does it just mean that they're going to get more money? One of the things about this that people don't understand is everybody gets paid. They just don't get paid on time, right?
That's what I understand. Every story about this is full of, as far as we know.
Yeah, people, right.
It's very vague. But I think that when you work for the government, you don't get the same rights to sue. And I'm not sure what the legality is. Ask Steve about it. But I don't think that this lawsuit's going to help anybody.
No, probably not. But it's just another one of the things that shows the frustration.
It's a demonstration, right?
Doing
this symbolic
whole thing. You know, what do we really need? Do we really need a wall? Do we really need more people? They talk on the farm about needing the workers, and now with the food, farm bill, basically shutting off all able-bodied people, 18 to 49. If you can work, you can't get food stamps anymore. That's a huge difference, and it means that some of the illegals that have had jobs won't have them, because if you want to get food, you want to eat, you're going to have a job. What a concept.
I don't know how to respond to that. My gosh.
Right. Yeah.
What kind of world do we live in? You have to work?
Have to work to make a living. Good God. Michael Harrison working at talkers.com. I'm Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown Show at 10 before the hour.
Winter is coming. At least that's what the calendar says, and the nights are getting cooler. So you don't want to put off having your monitor or Toyotomi heater and water heater serviced, and SST Oil are the people to call today at 241-1167. Stay warm and cozy when the temperature drops by having that system checked and fresh fuel delivered. SST Oil, delivering to our firefighters, and they'll bring that same dedication to your home. SST Oil, Windham Lane in Reading, 241-1167.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge with Brad Dacus.
Did you know that it is constitutional for students to sing religious Christmas songs in public schools? Well, it is, so long as the religious songs are balanced with secular Christmas songs. Visit pji.org and download our free guide, Christmas Q&A.
Stay informed on religious freedoms. Receive our weekly email newsletter, The Legal Insider, at pji.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR. KCNR, Free Fire Radio, your town hall of the airwaves, is ground zero for the renaissance of downtown Reading. Our state-of-the-art on-air studio is under construction right now, so you might hear a bit of hammering in the background. We're upgrading our sound and control systems, so you may occasionally hear a little glitch, but bear with us, we will keep it to a minimum. And we will be expanding our presence with an FM channel and an exciting launch into video on YouTube Live. KCNR, Free Fire Radio. Join in the conversation.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Yes, it does. And in the presence of greatness, I introduce you, not me, that's the great one. I can call you the great one from now on. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, college professor in the law department at Bentley University, been practicing law for now, I think the 87th year.
It's pretty close to that.
All right, so let's get down to the government shutdown, the legalities of it. This is the first time I just don't remember, you probably do, in previous government shutdowns, I don't remember there being lawsuits filed by unions against the government for shutting down. I don't know what impact they might have. That's the question for you. What good does it do to sue the government under any circumstance, but especially under this circumstance?
Yeah, I mean, frankly, we haven't seen it before, but we haven't seen the kind of gridlock before. We haven't seen the length of a shutdown, as this is and appears to be. So it is an unprecedented situation. You know, there used to be a specific type of lawsuit called a writ of mandamus, which just sounds pretty old. And it's an interesting thing. It was a way that affected citizens could sue the government to get them to do what the government is supposed to do. You don't really see too many writs of mandamus today. And in fact, I was looking at the complaint filed in court by the federal workers. And, while I'm sympathetic with them, I think it is more a ploy to try to bring this into the public attention. I think if it gets to court, it would pretty promptly be thrown out with a motion to dismiss. But that's not to say they don't have legitimate grievances. I mean, there are a lot of federal workers who are caught in the middle of this real ridiculous mess that we have in Washington right now.
We always have at least one sports item. This week it's the playoff. Can you imagine? It just seems like yesterday we were talking about the beginning of the football season. Last summer when they reported at camp, and now it's already the end of the season, playoff seating, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You have written a book called Sports Law, The Essentials.
Yes.
And I wonder how that plays into it, what you're teaching at Bentley or what people need to know as we look and more of these players become public figures and what's the aim of this book?
Well, you know, it is actually a textbook, although it's something that anyone could read to look at the modern world of sports law. So when you look at sports law, you look at the players who have branded themselves and branded even trademarked individual sayings that were attributed to them. You have rules of owners. You know, we see all of the uproar over the national anthem and what Colin Kaepernick was kneeling with that. There are limitations on the rights of free speech of NFL players in regards to use of social media. Probably one of the biggest things and changes that we're seeing, and we're going to see a lot more of, you know, Grantland Rice maybe said, it's not whether you win or lose, but frankly, and he said, it's how you play the game. Today, it's not whether you win or lose, it's the point spread. With legalized gambling and fantasy sports everywhere, you've seen a real upsurge in the interest in sports, and much of it has been tied to gambling. So is this going to be good for the sports? Is it going to be bad for the sports? I don't know, but it is going to go on, and sports gambling is a huge business that will only get bigger and bigger.
Well, it's something that I find interesting because there's so much focus on it. And, you know, we've got so many other issues, so many other things going on. And to have this, it used to be that sports was a distraction. Sports was a way to have fun. Now everybody's so serious about it. My God, it's like everything else that has been, I don't know whether it's compromised by the continuing media focus on everything, or maybe it's more social media than it is anything else. Everything is impacted, Steve, by social media. Everything.
It is. And, you know, where, as you said, it once was an escape, now it is a reflection. And all that goes on in social media enhances every little aspect that people never looked at, not to even mention things like CTE and the health issues that are related to sports in so many sports.
Yeah, it's really pretty amazing. Don't forget also, Steve Wiseman is the founder of Scamicide.com, which is dedicated to informing you, everybody, as to the dangers of scams. This time of year, end of the year, beginning of the new year, scams galore. So if you want to know how to sort of navigate your way around it, wonder whether you're being scammed, check out Scamicide.com. And also the work of Stephen Wiseman. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Happy New Year.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stephen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
The Backbone Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. The Backbone Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. The Backbone Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive.
And ineffective. The president says Vice President Pence led a productive meeting Sunday with congressional officials, but they failed to break the impasse. Mr. Trump also says he's now planning a steel barrier rather than a concrete wall. The White House says if the shutdown continues into Tuesday, then furloughed federal workers will not get their Friday paychecks. Greg Clugston, Washington.
China sounded a positive note ahead of talks with Washington this week on a sprawling trade dispute that threatens to chill global economic growth, but the two sides face lengthy wrangling over technology and their future relationship. Talks were due to start Monday, but there's no word from the American Embassy or China's Ministry of Commerce on whether they were underway or any details of the agenda. British Prime Minister Theresa May is warning critics of her Brexit deal they risk damaging Britain's democracy and its economy by opposing her plan.
May wrote in the Mail on Sunday that the plan she struck with the European Union was the only one that respects the 2016 referendum result, protects jobs, and provides certainty to people and businesses. May was forced to postpone a parliament vote on her Brexit deal in December after it became clear that it would be rejected. Lawmakers will resume debate on the Brexit deal on Wednesday ahead of a vote next week. Sarah Shackley, London.
Growers in the number one wild blueberry state say they suffered another bad year, but the agricultural officials say there are reasons to believe Maine's historic and troubled industry is about to turn a long-awaited corner. Maine farmers collected about 57 million pounds in 2018, down 11 from the previous year. More at townhall.com.
Pat Boone here again, and I assure you, I have never before endorsed a pain relief product. Not until now. Not until Relief Factor came along as a 100% drug-free solution for people struggling with ordinary pain. Quite simply, Relief Factor was designed by doctors to help relieve those occasional aches and pains due to aging, exercise, and everyday living. Let me ask you, are aches and pains keeping you from sleeping through the night? Or keeping you from taking those nice long walks or playing golf or tennis? You can't really call it living if you can't get around comfortably. The 3-week quick start from Relief Factor may be all you need to lower or even eliminate these pains. A whole lot of people have already gone to ReliefFactor.com, and here's something you need to know. The majority of people who order the 3-week quick start, now only $19.95, go on to order more. Let's see if we can get you out of pain, too. Go to ReliefFactor.com.
One new movie has snuck into the top five, but Aquaman remains number one.
Oh, but the global box office would disagree. 3 weeks into its North American run, Aquaman has added another $30 million to its totals, while worldwide earnings have topped $940 million.
That is exactly why you are worthy.
Making it the highest grossing film ever in the DC Comics extended universe.
That was awesome.
In second this week,
I think this is the escape room.
The thriller Escape Room debuted with an estimated $18 million at the box office, double the film's production budget.
They made these rooms for us.
And Mary Poppins Returns continues to do well in third place this week.
Off we go.
I'm Ben Thomas.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Dr. Charles Snyderman tells us about new federal regulation for medical facilities to post their pricing.
A new rule from the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services requires posting prices for all services, medications, and procedures. In planning elective surgery and other procedures like infusion or chemotherapy, copayments and professional fees make it essential that you contact both your insurer and healthcare professionals who are going to perform your procedure to ensure best quality at lowest cost. Charles Snyderman, Washington.
On this date in 1994, figure skater Nancy Kerrigan was clubbed on the leg by an assailant at Detroit's Cobo Arena. Four men, including the ex-husband of Kerrigan's rival, Tonya Harding, went to prison for their roles in the attack. Harding pleaded guilty to conspiracy to hinder prosecution, but denied any advance knowledge about the assault. Check out more on these stories. Blog on to townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is the place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Jones, Rich McFadden. We're all here to discuss what's going on at the end of this first week. It's actually the chart from Talkers Magazine for the week of December 31st till January 4th. All of the things that have gone on as the 116th Congress begins, the border wall battle, all of that sort of thing, welcoming in the most diverse Congress in history, a lot of conversations about that. Jennifer Horn, in addition to being on the DJV program, hosts a morning show on KRLA in Los Angeles every day, and it's much more of a political show than what we do on the DJV program, so she develops an expertise. She's always had it. One of the things I've respected about her over the years as a broadcaster, she's been with me 18, how long? 17?
18 years. Let's not age us. I think it's 12 years.
Oh, is that? I thought it was longer than that.
Feels like a lifetime, though. That had that impact on people.
Yeah,
with
right.
The a year, it feels like five. It's like 5 years.
All right, so we have, as part of the overview here, the stories, a lot of them, the top 10, at least half of them, have to do with what's going on. Actually, the top seven are all about what's the president's deal and the things going on in Washington, the new Congress, blah, 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 which supposedly is the most diverse Congress in history, broken a lot of barriers, Jennifer, on representation, the largest number of female members, 100 women now in the House, the Black caucus, Hispanic caucus, more members than ever. Same is true as Asian Americans have become more of a factor, even in Pacific Islanders, which I find interesting. So what do you make of things as we get started with the number one item this week, the 116th Congress and Nancy Pelosi becoming the speaker? How many Democrats went back on their word when they were running back in November? They said, well, I'll never vote for Nancy Pelosi to be the Speaker of the House. That's an outrage. And yet they all caved.
Their first campaign promise broken. Isn't it sweet? Just one minute into their service in the House.
Right. Yeah.
You know, I don't think it was a surprise. Nancy Pelosi is a powerful politician still. For no matter what you have to say about her, she knows how to have political longevity. That's for sure. Her career shows that. She's broken a lot of ceilings. So I don't think it was a surprise she became Speaker of the House. I don't think it was a surprise that some Democrats went back on their campaign promise not to support her. There were 15.
It's a great way to get into Congress, but fit right in with the rest of them.
That's
right. The first thing you do is break your campaign promises. Those two, the young woman that ran from New York, I'm never going to vote for her. Cortez is the name, the woman from Boston.
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, right?
We're not voting for her. That's the first thing they do. The two of them become phony politicians.
People groaned, actually, when she cast her vote because it had become such a big deal. She wouldn't vote for her that when she did, it seemed a bit trite. But in any case, a couple of themes, I think, for the Congress moving forward into the next couple of years. One, yes, diversity is great. And I love, as a woman, to wake up in this country and know that if I felt like it, I could run for office. I love the fact that minority groups can wake up in this country, and if they feel like it's something that they're called to do, they can run for office. I just think that sometimes we can't lose sight in terms of encouraging diversity. It's what we should do. It's who we are as a country. But I think that should never top people's qualifications or their readiness for office. So I would say, yes, I celebrate the diversity of Congress. It's the reason that I love this country so much, because we all have the opportunity to run if we're called to do that. I just don't think it should be prioritized before qualifications. Not meaning that some of the people there are not qualified, but you know what I'm getting at.
Yeah,
I think to have diversity itself, I guess, would be my thought. But I think theme number two for this Congress is going to be investigations. We already know that there are about 100 investigations that are being filed today as we speak in the first week that Congress is in session against President Trump. And, in fact, Brad Sherman, a representative from California, already refiled articles of impeachment that he had filed in 2017. He refiled them on his first day sworn in on Thursday in the Congress. I think the thing that Democrats are going to have to be careful of is in their mission to resist President Trump, they're going to have to show the American people some action. They're going to have to also propose counter solutions to some of the things that Trump is talking about. If they can't do that, I think it'll be a short-lived majority, because I think the American people are on to resist. I think they want change. I think they like checks and balances. And I think that the American people are most comfortable with the government as it is today. But it can't just be investigation. It has to actually be action, too. So we'll see if they're able to step up to the challenge.
Yep. All right. So that's that story from Jennifer's side. Rich McFadden is in Washington at Radio America, breathes the air. Jennifer's in Los Angeles, so she's not breathing so much of the air. Richie, how have you noticed things different? Is the air different now the Democrats are in charge?
The air's not different, but I will say K Street's probably seen some moving trucks in and out this past couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. It's funny. I know a couple of lobbyists, and they're talking about the change of, I know a guy who lost a contract with a major defense corporation because now he doesn't have the connections that they need. They need access to Nancy Pelosi and her crew, and he has access to, the other side. And so he's out, and they bring in another corporation, and they start the same old game just on the other side of the street.
See, isn't it really interesting to know the behind the scenes? Thank you for that. That's a very informative in terms of what the average person knows or doesn't know about the workings of Washington. Victoria Jones is also with us from the D.C. Radio Company, and because she's been on Capitol Hill for a long time, reporting at the White House, et cetera, what do you glean from all this action? Is it much ado about nothing, Pelosi and the 116th Congress? Are we just going to go back to the same ho-hum stuff?
Well, there will be some of the same ho-hum stuff, yes, definitely. But some of it's going to be different. I mean, it's a much younger Democratic caucus. That's going to make a difference. I mean, some of these people are going to want different things. They have different interests. They're going to be more tech savvy for interest. That is new. You're going to see a much more diverse Congress, and you're going to see more women in Congress. Why does that matter? It matters because when you have people from different backgrounds, they bring different interests in terms of legislation, and they bring different perspectives. When you have people who have different perspectives on things, they bring new ideas. Now, whether those make it into legislation or not, it certainly means that if you're watching C-SPAN or any of the cable networks and you're seeing things reported, you're likely to hear, particularly C-SPAN, which I know a number of our listeners do, you're going to hear things in debate that's like, oh, this is a thought starter. I never heard that perspective before, and that makes it interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, I want to talk about a couple of these swearing-in ceremonies as we continue. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Jones is here. Rich McFadden is here. I'm Doug Steffen. It's time for us now to think about our, we're thinking about a lot of other things. How about your teeth? How about your looks? The advanced teeth whitening system that I've been talking about off and on for 8 years, Power Swabs, is back in my focus and ought to be back in your focus. Groundbreaking. Not really technology. It's a combination of things, the elements that are in this patented tooth product. It's a natural, all-natural, holistic detergent, whitening agent. That's what lightens up your teeth. Gets rid of the stain starting in 5 minutes. You snap the tube, swab your teeth, and smile, and the coffee, tea, smoking stains that have become part of what you look like will start to disappear. Do it every 5, 6, 7 days. And by the time you've finished the first 10, 12 weeks, your teeth will look amazingly different. It doesn't hurt, it's not expensive, and it really does work. Power Swabs remove stains on natural teeth as well as the same kind of stains from caps. If you've got veneers, you're encouraged to try Power Swabs. And the great thing about this deal is that it's half price using the code DJV when you call an order at 800-208-1797. That's 800-208-1797. Tell them you heard about it through the DJV connection. 50% off the retail price of Power Swabs. Clean those beautiful teeth of yours. Make them the way you want to have them. You want to be proud of your smile and your teeth? You can do it by using Power Swabs. Get them now at half price at 800-208-1797.
Hi, folks. It's a holiday season with hope in the air. Things to look forward to and no time for despair. Health can be a challenge, and so can the mail. So Get the Tea wants to help you by giving you a sale. Buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month for free. No limit. That's buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month free. That's a savings of $35. Where? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Scroll down on the front page and find the Buy Two, Get One Free ad. Click it and save. Orders over $100 get free shipping. Send the gift of life. Change tea at GetTheTea.com. We have many, many non-GMO organic supplements just waiting for you. This holiday season, enjoy health and Thanksgiving with GetTheTea.com. Want to call us? 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. GetTheTea.com is a proud sponsor of Doing What's Right. That's GetTheTea.com.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
Before I started taking this Balance of Nature, I had no energy. Since I've been taking this Balance of Nature, I have had the energy, and I just thank God. it's really been a blessing to me. Even my eyesight seems to be better because my other glasses I couldn't wear. It wasn't strong enough. But when I put the other glasses on, the one that was kind of weak, I could see so clear out of them. I said, what is this?
What are you waiting for? Good health is only a phone call away. Don't miss your opportunity to get a free month's supply of Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code DJV.
All right, the Talk Radio Review with Richie, Victoria, and Jennifer, and Doug. I'm looking at a picture of Senator Kyrsten Sinema, the Democrat that got sworn in on a copy of the Constitution rather than on a Bible. Is that significant? Does it make a difference? What do we know about her? Jennifer, what's the trail on her?
Well, it was a really hot race in Arizona. This was to replace Jeff Flake, and it was not called for a long time, a couple weeks at least, after Election Day. She was running against Martha McSally, who, interestingly enough, also became a senator yesterday. How you ask? Well, she replaced John Kyle, who replaced John McCain in Arizona. So one of the things that I guess is most notable, at least in the news media, is that she's the first bisexual woman to become a member of the Senate.
Talking about Kyrsten Sinema or Martha McSally?
Yes, Kyrsten Sinema. Sorry,
we got that category covered.
How did we get Martha McSally in there when she lost to Sinema? Was she appointed?
It was an appointment. So after John McCain died, they appointed John Kyle, who became a senator who resigned on the last day of the year because he said he'd only be there for the end of the year, essentially, to fill the gap. And then Martha McSally was appointed by the governor of Arizona to take the
place.
So
a regular term? Is it a 6-year term?
McCain's up for re-election in McCain's seat. Is it? It might be 2020, or she might have two. She's got a few years to think in.
Sure.
Yeah.
Now the other new senator that's making noise is Mitt Romney because he took a shot at Trump. What's that going to do for him?
Mitt Romney, I don't think it's going to do much with the Republican Party. I think the Republican Party's made it pretty clear that they thought it was a dumb move. I've always said I think each party, whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, Green Party, there's room for multiple opinions, but you have to ask about the context of the government shutdown if this was appropriate for Mitt to do.
Right. That's number three this week on the countdown, 21 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Roundup, Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen. Victoria Jones here from the D.C. Radio Company. Rich McFadden from Radio America. We're discussing the charts from Talkers Magazine, where you find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, all the info about what's going on, the research done by the folks at Talkers, listening to talk radio stations, programs, hosts around the country to come up with this list. I think I'll go through the list, actually. We started with the number one and two and three items, that is the Congress. We didn't spend much time on the border wall. We'll talk about that and the government shutdown because they're kind of together. Mitt Romney is number three. Starting at 10 and moving backwards, though, on the sports side of things, it seems like we just started talking, Richie, about the NFL season beginning, and now we're into the playoffs already, and the Super Bowl is, what, 5 weeks away?
That's all, right?
Yeah. 5 weeks away. Right. And a bad halftime show for Maroon 5.
That's not going to be great.
Yeah. No.
My fantasy football season ended abruptly, too. So
really?
And, you know, being a Redskins fan, and once your fantasy team's out, football's over.
Over.
So I root for the Saints, and that's all I got now.
All right. Victoria, are you a football fan at all? What do you think about the Washington team?
Well, I'm a football fan, but I'm speaking a different language now.
Different kind of football. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's keep moving. And number nine, stock market activity. I was about to say, you foolish people who pay attention to the ups and downs on a daily basis, you got to have rocks in your head. Just sit it out. You're going to do fine. And it isn't really that bad as the news media makes it to be anyway. Number eight.
Can I jump in on number nine?
Yeah, you can. Sure.
Because we've also got the China-U.S. trade war.
Yeah.
And to that, we should add that American citizens living in China have had an ominous travel advisory from the State Department saying level two, exercise increased caution, because there is now arbitrary enforcement of local laws as well as special restrictions on dual U.S.-Chinese nationals. Now, some American citizens are being prohibited from leaving China by using exit bans, sometimes keeping American citizens in China for years.
Mm-hmm. What about the business interests of people who are Americans that are in fields that are important for the Chinese economy, like the automobile industry? What are they doing with the likes of them?
Well, I mean, you know, they have considerable power to basically exercise their will. They have a lot of laws that they can exercise, both local laws that they can put in force, and now they've got these exit bans that they are exercising, and people who are traveling there or who are living there should, according to the State Department, be cautious.
Yeah, be careful. Remember when I went to China, Richie, and the way I was treated like some kind of a star. I was invited. The Chinese government paid for my trip over there. And
they put the shiny special veneer on it for you to make it all look pretty and special.
Meanwhile, Americans, as Victoria suggested, stay the heck out of China. 28 after the hour here on the Talk Radio Review with much more to come.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Your brain is an amazing thing, but as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. In clinical trials, Prevagen has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen, the name to remember, now available in stores everywhere. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Hey, this is Victoria with the DJV Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think twice about cracking a smile. Power Swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Grant and Things. Hey, Mike, so I gotta ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's gonna last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite line roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at estategranite.com.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank. Consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Roundup. The charts from Talkers Magazine for the week of the 31st of December through the first Friday in January. I'm Doug Steffen, here with Victoria Jones from the DC Radio Company, Rich McFadden from Radio America, and the focus on the top 10. We sort of started at the top, and now we're at the bottom. I guess we're halfway through here in a sense. The fact that, well, we have a couple of space stories at number 8. The New Horizons mission, looking at that planet, I think that has been out there for, what, 8 years, 10 years? And now it's seen this planet that's way beyond our solar system. And then the news, the Chinese have sent a spaceship to the other side of the moon. And what that means, there are a lot of people who are trying to interpret this. This is the problem with the interpretive media that we have these days. Instead of the news media, I call it the interpretive media, because people are, oh, this is what this means. How do you know what it means? The Chinese want to use the moon for military purposes. I think you can reasonably assume that that might be their motivation, because they're not exactly big in the research department. But, you know, what is an astrologer friend of mine, Richie, said, what this means is that the new moon is now in Capricorn. And the Chinese are, somebody wanted to study the beginning, you know, the origins of a country can be done astrologically, same as a person. Like, we have an interesting astrology for America, born on July 4th, 1776. So we'd go back to 1948, when the current Chinese government was put into place by Mao Zedong, and then we'd see what this meant, the moon landing.
Or you think the Chinese astronauts are up there on the moon with one of those placemats from the Chinese restaurant, looking at the astrology signs around it, trying to read and see what it means?
No. It's the year of the dog.
It's the year of the rat.
Right? The year of the rat. Right. Exactly. All right, so anyway.
No. All you got to do is listen to Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon, man.
That's right.
And it will all be explained.
All right.
That's right.
I didn't think about that. I should have thought about that. Number 7, the president appears in the briefing room, and one of the reporters said, why are you here? So that was kind of important. All right, Victoria, you can take that one, because you're the briefing room expert here.
Well, yes, it was kind of interesting. Well, first of all, it was highly unusual to have a briefing at all, so that was exciting. And then the president came, which was even more exciting, and he brought these Border Patrol guys who were sort of like, you know, Larry, all who had bullet heads.
Are you suggesting instead of Larry, Moe, and Curly, is that why you're...
Well, nobody was curly, because they were all bald, and that was basically the Twitter conversation, which was sort
that
of
was funny.
It was very, very funny, and so that sort of became the story. The immediate story was like, why do you pick three guys who all look the same? And that it was very funny, but he was there for two reasons. One, to talk about getting his wall, and to get these guys to talk about it also. And two, and this is analysis, honestly, to take away the news cycle from Nancy Pelosi, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a smart move on his part, and it was not entirely successful.
Why do you say that? Why do you say it wasn't entirely?
Because now, this goes to one of the other stories on the countdown, because we are facing a very interesting year, because for the first year in President Trump's presidency, he is not going to be the only story. he is going to be a large, large part of the story, but he is going to have to share the story with the Speaker of the House and the democratically controlled House. And so he's looking at a different way of not doing things, because he will continue to do things the way he does things, but he's looking at a different news cycle. And so he is going to, I think, up his game if that's possible, in terms of owning the news. And this is going to be very interesting, because remember, President Trump is all about promotion, if you look at The Art of the Deal and his other books, and owning the story. And this is going to be really fascinating. It's going to be a ride, folks.
All right. So let's keep the Trumpster in the focus here, and the wall. Actually, the border wall, as we said before, is number two this week on the overview. Somebody posted on Facebook that I saw, and I thought this was worthy at least of a comment, because it sort of speaks to the sentiment of a lot of people, and I'm not sure exactly where I fit on this, but I am not happy about the illegals that are committing crimes here. I'm also not happy about the illegals that are taking jobs from American workers, especially on the farm. I thought it was interesting, as part of the farm bill, a lot of people have not been talking about this because they don't understand, they don't care about what's going on in agriculture, even though this doesn't really, this fits into a general discussion about welfare. The now requirement in the farm bill, that in order to get food stamps, you have to prove that you can't work. Everybody from 18 to 49 who's able-bodied will no longer get food stamps. I thought that was a brilliant, nobody's talking about it. It's going to save millions, billions of dollars, because of all the people, the phony balonies that are out on disability, or they've got a bad this or a bad that, and they also claim to have. I saw.
Do you know why that those are tied together?
What, the food?
Do you think that food stamps and the farm bill would be connected?
Because the Agriculture Department administers the food stamp operation.
Why is that?
Program. That's a very good question. None of the farmers can figure that out. Well, you can.
I'll tell you why. Because in the 60s, I guess it was, the late 50s, when the Democrats came to the Republicans and said, we want to create this food stamp program, the Republicans said, okay, no problem. We want to give benefits to farmers. If you give us the benefits for farmers that we want and the subsidies for farmers that we want, we'll give you your food stamps program. So the deal was made, and all the legislation was done together. That's why your food stamps are tied into your agriculture.
That's very interesting to know. Thank you. That's good to know. And you know what it's become? It's so bastardized now. It's become the farmers aren't really getting the benefit out of the food, out of the farm bill. It's the big ag corporations that were around
the
smaller companies. Exactly.
Right.
$643 billion going down a rat hole. There isn't one penny of that money that went to big ag that was necessary. In fact, it's an outrage that taxpayers should be spending money when so many American family farmers are on the brink of disaster.
Well, it goes to the couple of huge farm and manufacturing companies, and that's it.
Yeah. Right, exactly. So anyway, the reason that I brought this up, other than to explain what was going on with food stamps, there is this posting just grabbed my attention. The read is, when did the U.S. Congress get elected to represent illegal aliens as opposed to representing American citizens? I'm confused. Something to be said for that. Why?
Yeah.
There shouldn't be any constituency at all for the illegals. Should there be? Why is there a constituency at all? Why do people in California want sanctuary cities to help these people? What's the motivation behind that? You want to take a shot at that, Victoria?
Not taking a shot in any direction, actually, at all. But I do think that the sanctuary cities are simply saying, you know, look, we are not going to do one person, you know, one agency's job for them, and we are going to provide assistance for human beings, is what they're saying. That's what they say. So that's their position, and it's a very controversial one.
Yeah, well, it very much is controversial, no question about that. All right, we continue with our look. A few more stories in the focus as we have time here on the Talk Radio Review. Speaking of time, 44 after the hour. Now, attention could be directed, maybe should be directed, depending on how you're feeling. If you're like me and most of the other people in the country, we've gained weight over the last 4 or 5 weeks, and some of it has the opportunity to go away quickly, and some of it doesn't have the opportunity because it's stuck. You've got food and things that are not good, shouldn't be stuck in your colon, stuck there, that need to be, shall we say, moved out. And the best way, the most positive way of doing that is to use Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea, that'll help you lose weight, but it really cleans out your colon, your stomach, your innards. There are parasites that are in there from some of the food that you've eaten, especially if it hasn't been cooked properly, that sort of thing. It helps clean fluoride out of your body, and that certainly is something that's important. You shouldn't have any fluoride, shouldn't have be using fluoride toothpaste, shouldn't be drinking fluoride in the water. It's just, it collects in your system, and it causes all kinds of problems as you age. So if you go to GetTheTea.com, that's the website to order Life Change Tea, GetTheTea.com, visit the website, look around and see some of the awesome supplements that they have. GetTheTea.com, the website for Life Change Tea, which will, in fact, cleanse your body and change your life. On the people list at the Talkers.com website, you'll find these lists every week published there. The people, I don't know if there's any real surprise here. Bernie Sanders, number 10, he's running, as is Elizabeth Warren. She's on the list. Vladimir Putin's on the list. Mitt Romney's on the list. Kim Jong-un is on the list. Bob Mueller is on the list. Chuck Schumer, Mitch McConnell, Nancy Pelosi, actually number 2. First time we've seen her name that far up on the list, for obvious reasons, because she's the new Democratic leader. What will that hold and foretell for the presidency of Donald Trump? Well, he's number 1. He gets the bully pulpit. He's going to get more exposure than anybody else. So does he come out on top because of that? I would venture a guess that this year we'll see Donald Trump at the top of the people list pretty much every week. That's it. That's our overview. I'm Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Kriebel.
A woman in Austin, Texas, tripped over a toddler who was running inside a furniture store, and she broke her ankle. She sued the store owners, claiming they had created an unsafe environment for their customers. A jury agreed with her, ruled against the store, and awarded the woman $80,000 in damages. Everyone watching the case was shocked by the outcome because the toddler was her own son. That jury should have looked through the lens of liberty and recognized that the store was not at fault. She was. America was founded on the simple principle that ordinary people can govern themselves. But that requires personal responsibility. Accidents happen. But instead of blaming others and filing lawsuits, we ought to just watch where we're going. And more importantly, put a stop to these frivolous lawsuits.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Taking Viagra for ED, some great news from Arlie Drug. You can get sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in generic 20-milligram pills for just $2 a tablet. That's a savings of $40 a dose. Arlie Drug, North Carolina pharmacy, delivering generic sildenafil to your door. Avoid growing prescription copays and uncomfortable pharmacy visits. Purchase sildenafil now. Call 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310. Again, 800-601-0310.
Your brain is an amazing thing, but as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. In clinical trials, Prevagen has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen, the name to remember, now available in stores everywhere. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Talk Radio Countdown Show, Doug Steffen here with the list, the charts, if you will, for the first week of January. Number 10 on the story list is what's going on in the world of sports talk radio, more focus on the NFL playoffs than anything else. Number 9, activity on the stock market and business talk radio. Number 8, the Chinese landing on the moon and our NASA mission to the planet that's way beyond the outskirts of our solar system. Number 7, the appearance of the president in the briefing room during the week. Number 6, the Kim Jong-un speech. Elizabeth Warren, number 5, and her candidacy for the presidency. Number 4, troop withdrawal from Syria. Number 3, Mitt Romney attacks the president. The border wall and the shutdown. Number 2, and Congress begins, the new Congress. Number 1 this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. All right, meanwhile, back at the ranch here on the Talk Radio Review, the withdrawal from Syria, the strategy in Iraq is number 4. Getting troops out of Iraq and Afghanistan. I'm very sympathetic to this. I have been for years and years. Rich, you've heard me talk about this and how much money we've wasted when George Bush got us into Iraq in 2003. It started. Since then, we spent $7 trillion, lost hundreds of thousands of Americans either to death or destruction, their lives ruined for nothing. And it so annoys me. I'm not a good person to talk about this because I'm not objective at all. So in terms of the withdrawal schedule, Lindsey Graham apparently, Victoria, had quite an influence in his meeting with Trump last week, yeah?
Well, yes. And Lindsey Graham is extremely knowledgeable. He's a former JAG officer in the Air Force. He's very knowledgeable on military affairs. And he was able so far to influence the president on a slowdown of the troop withdrawal in Syria by explaining to him, among other things, who the Kurds are, how they have been doing this fighting for us, and how they will be killed by the Turks if we speed up our withdrawal, how the Turks have flat out said, we will kill them in the ditches they have built for their own defense. So he's apparently done that. Now, bear in mind, this could change, but that's the status at the moment.
Yep. All right, there it is, our overview. Victoria, Richie, Doug at 10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Come to the Cascade Theater on Saturday, January 12th, to learn about the various opportunities to volunteer at the theater. As a nonprofit, the Cascade relies on volunteers to keep the Cascade up and running. The Cascade Theater's new artistic director will be available to answer questions, discuss her vision for in-house productions, and let you know how to get involved with the theater. So come on down to the Cascade Theater on Saturday, January 12th, from 10 to 1. We hope to see you there.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
received news that Chlorina and Sludge have been captured for impersonating spring water. Let's now go to our field reporter, Olza Wett.
Once again, Bob the Drop saves the world from fake water and... Oh, here's Bob now. Bob, do you have anything to say?
Well, Chlorina and Sludge from Papopolis are the worst. Why would you want wannabe water when you can have the best tasting water delivered right to your door? Anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227.
Pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 after the hour now. It's Tech Talk time and a review of the top five items from this past week, first week of January 2019. Lots of activity in the world of transferable information when it comes to technology. Starting out with number five, going to number one, Victoria Keelan, with a focus on Whole Foods, which is really Amazon. That's why it's a tech story, yeah?
Yep, and their Prime Now app, which is separate from the Whole Foods app and separate from Amazon's app, is really the focus of this. And so Prime Now is going to be, they're hooking up, that's their two-hour delivery program, just in case anyone doesn't know that. And so now Whole Foods is expanding their stores into suburbs and other regions across the U.S. at a pretty rapid pace, which is great news for the Prime Now app, because that's, you need to have a store nearby in order to get the two-hour delivery. So right now they're looking in Idaho, Wyoming, and southern Utah have already been scouted as potential retail spaces, and these spaces are actually going to be about 2,000 square feet larger than the average Whole Foods store. And the reason for that is because they really hope that more people will start using the Prime Now app, and so they'll have a separate space within the Whole Foods store that's just going to be for deliveries. So it's they're keeping up with Target and Walmart and all the other stores that now are doing more and more delivery services.
Number four on our list of the top five, focus on hackers. I think this is a despicable and very important thing for folks to know. If you haven't heard the story, listen up.
This is absolutely despicable. The hackers who stole the episodes of Orange is the New Black and then released them, that group is called the Dark Overlord, and they claim now, their next big thing, is that they claim to have stolen 18,000 documents that are insurance forms related to the 9/11 attacks. And so they have threatened to release these files, claiming that there are quote-unquote answers to the 9/11 attack conspiracies. And so they are threatening Lloyd's of London, Hiscox Syndicates, and Silverstein Properties, among other insurance companies. And they want, of course, a ransom. They want Bitcoin. They want a lot of money. And they're claiming that they are going to blackmail people whose names are involved in these insurance claims. It's a horrible, horrible, despicable is the best word. It's just absolutely horrendous. So right now, the UK and US law enforcement have been getting involved with this. They're working with the insurance companies to try to figure out if this hack is legitimate, if the ransom is legitimate, if they actually have these documents. And just the thought of having the families have to go through something like this, you know, 20 years later, it's just horrific.
Yep. Number three, Windows, Microsoft. This is, again, very important for those of us who have Windows 10 and don't like it.
Yeah, Windows 10 actually is now the world's most prominent desktop operating system. And so it finally beat out its own Windows 7 in the market share. And the problem, though, with Windows 10, like you said, Doug, you're not really liking it. I've done some digging this week, and apparently a lot of people don't like Windows 10. And they find it to be very clunky and a little bit confusing, and Windows kind of tried to go a little too fancy and a little too intricate with their design.
There was no reason for them to change what was working. I understand the technology of it, but the face of it could have stayed the same, and it didn't, and it has been a nightmare for me. It's a pain.
Yep, and so Windows 10 is now running on more than 700 million devices, and if you have Windows 7, then you are going to run out on your extended support. Is only you have to pay for that, and that support is still going to run out a year from now. So if you hopefully there will be some improvements to Windows 10 in the meantime, because a lot of people seem unhappy with it.
Number two, warnings. Here's Facebook once again.
Yep. If you're taking quizzes on Facebook, be very, very careful about the information that you put out there. The police department in Sutton, Massachusetts, have actually issued a scary post on their Facebook page this week warning social media users that those questionnaires are actually revealing a lot of personal information to scammers. So if you're going to play What's Your Elf Name or all those other cute little harmless, seemingly harmless games, be very, very careful. Do not give out your personal information, like, you know, answering your, you know, pet's name and all that stuff. It's just giving way too much information. Yep.
Speaking of bad news, number one, bad news for Apple in the stock department, at least for this week anyway.
Apple did have a pretty bad week, and the CEO, Tim Cook, said that the that Apple now expects their revenue for the final quarter of 2018 to be $84 billion as opposed to $93 billion, and that has a lot to do with the tariff wars in China, and it's pretty much kind of all being blamed on that. But a lot of lackluster sales, too, for the iPhone. The new iPhone's not moving the
too
way
expensive.
They thought it would.
Hello.
Very expensive.
It's too expensive. Yep, that's it. They've gone a little bit too far. Okay, that's the overview of the top five tech stories, courtesy of Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
The Top Radio Countdown.
The Top Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Join me starting January on Thursday evenings at 6 p.m. The show is called North State Now. North State Now is all things local. The first Thursday will be yours truly, interviewing musicians, artists, chefs, writers, and more. The second Thursday, enjoy the magazine and enjoy the store with James Posada and friends. The third Thursday will feature Dr. Orna Gill discussing women's health. The fourth Thursday features Heroes from the North State with Michelle Slay. That's North State Now, starting in January at 6 p.m.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
I'm groovy.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. The partial government shutdown stretching into its third week with no signs of an agreement on border security. President Trump, though, standing by his demands for the border wall.
I will tell you this. If we don't find a solution, it's going to go on for a long time. There's not going to be any bend right here.
Mr. Trump says he's considering whether or not to declare a national emergency without and get the wall without approval from Congress.
As the partial government shutdown drags on, the White House is looking at all options to get the money needed for the president's border wall. Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says the president will do whatever it takes to protect our borders. And the president says he'll make a decision on a national emergency declaration over the next few days.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Democrats oppose the wall as immoral and ineffective. The president says Vice President Pence led a productive meeting Sunday with congressional officials. More meetings are planned next week. The government of the Democratic Republic of Congo has postponed the release of the results of last weekend's presidential election, fueling suspicions that President Joseph Kabila's ruling party is maneuvering to cling to power.
No new date for announcing the winner of the December 30th election was given. Electoral officials have compiled 53% of the votes and will not release any information until all the ballots have been tallied, said Cornel Nanga, head of the Electoral Commission. Kabila, who's stepping down after 18 years in power, had delayed the election for 2 years. The postponement in announcing the winner was seen by some Congolese as part of an effort by Kabila's party to manipulate the results in order to claim victory. I'm Zaria Shackley.
Activists praising Houston area law enforcement in arresting a 20-year-old man in the suspected fatal drive-by shooting of a 7-year-old girl last week. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Pat Boone here again, and I assure you, I have never before endorsed a pain relief product. Not until now. Not until Relief Factor came along as a 100% drug-free solution for people struggling with ordinary pain. Quite simply, Relief Factor was designed by doctors to help relieve those occasional aches and pains due to aging, exercise, and everyday living. Let me ask you, are aches and pains keeping you from sleeping through the night? Or keeping you from taking those nice long walks or playing golf or tennis? You can't really call it living if you can't get around comfortably. The 3-week quick start from Relief Factor may be all you need to lower or even eliminate these pains. A whole lot of people have already gone to ReliefFactor.com, and here's something you need to know. The majority of people who order the 3-week quick start, now only $19.95, go on to order more. Let's see if we can get you out of pain too. Go to ReliefFactor.com.
National Security Advisor John Bolton in Jerusalem praising President Trump and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu for what he describes as the strongest U.S.-Israel relationship in history.
The leadership that's necessary in what is increasingly, I think, a very critical time for security here in the Middle East and for us around the world requires that strong bond and strong leadership that you and the president provide.
Bolton says he will be discussing the withdrawal of U.S. troops from Syria with Netanyahu. Harold Brown, defense secretary during the Carter administration, has died. The Rand Corp think tank, which Brown served as a trustee, says Brown died Friday at the age of 91. He guided the Pentagon through a turbulent period that included the Soviet Union's invasion of Afghanistan, as well as the Iranian hostage crisis. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Michigan rides a strong start to a win over Indiana.
Second-ranked Michigan jumps out to a large early lead and cruises past 21st-ranked Indiana, 74-63. Indiana's top two scorers, Juwan Morgan and Romeo Langford, each picked up two fouls in the opening 4 minutes of the game. Michigan capitalized by hitting 13 of its first 16 shots to open up a 19-point lead in the first half. Along with Jordan Poole, Charles Matthews led four Wolverines in double figures, scoring 18 points to help the Wolverines stay perfect, improving to 15-0. Morgan tallied a game-high 25 to help the Hoosiers cut the deficit to 7 midway through the second half, but Indiana would get no closer, falling to 12-3 and 3-1 in the Big Ten. Denny Kopp, Ann Arbor.
16th-ranked Marquette slams Xavier 70-52. Houston keeps their winning streak alive, 90-77 over Memphis. Home winning streak now is the nation's best 28 games. And Iowa ends a three-game losing streak in Big Ten play. They beat Nebraska 93-84. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Ever wonder why Europeans seem to speak so many languages? Maybe it's because they use Babbel, the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Babbel's award-winning...
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
.com.
I'm Greg Bellin of First Life with Luigi, and later Fibber McGee and Molly. It's a busy show, so let's get rolling. Heading back to March 4th of 1952.
The makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum invite you to enjoy Life, Life with Luigi, a comedy show created by Cy Howard, directed by Mac Benoff, and starring a celebrated actor, Mr. J. Carroll Nash, with Alan Reed as Pasquale. The
makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum are glad to bring you Life with Luigi because they feel it's a friendly, good-natured show that offers you relaxation and enjoyment. And you know, Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum offers you relaxation and enjoyment, too. It's pleasant to chew on a smooth piece of Wrigley's Spearmint, whether you're working, shopping, listening to your radio, or doing just about anything. Wrigley's Spearmint Gum tastes good, it's refreshing, and the good, easy chewing gives you comfort and satisfaction. Now, Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum brings you Luigi as he writes another letter describing his adventures in America to his Mama Vasco in Italy.
Mamma mia. Remember in the old country how we all thought there was golden streets in America? Well, it's not true. Mamma mia, I'm here 3 years now, and the only goal I'm seeing is when Pasquale's put his teeth in a glass. You see, right now in America, they got what's called inflation, which is got to do with a dollar. To explain to you short, Mamma mia, inflation means money is a good, but a lamb chops is a better. In America today, if you walk in a market with $1, even a potatoes is a laugh at you. And the milk, Mamma mia, about the milk. If I was to bring Uncle Pietro's goat to America, she would get so rich she could give milk only on Mondays and sleep for late for the rest of the week. But meanwhile, I'm happy with my antique business, and I make just enough money to keep the wolf away from the door. Oh, I'm talking too quick. Here comes the wolf now.
Luigi, my friend. Hello, Luigi. Hello, hello.
Hello, Pasquale.
Luigi, you're looking fire, beautiful. In fact, I never saw you looking so good.
Pasquale, something is wrong.
Why? Because I say you look so good?
When you grease me up like that, I know you're getting ready to put me in a pan.
No, Luigi, I really mean it. Today you look like a nice fresh garden. Your cheeks are like two rosy apples. Your mouth is like a red cherry. Your eyes are like two black grapes. Luigi, your face looks such a nice fresh garden, I feel like dumping a bag of vigor over your head.
Oh, Pasquale, stop. You're making me blush. Why are you suddenly so nice to me today, huh?
Because I love you, little banana nose.
And I'm loving you too, Pasquale.
Hey, Luigi, could you take the love you got for me and transfer it to my nearest living relative?
You mean a Russian?
I don't mean ex-Xavier Kugats.
Pasquale, I'm in America over 3 years now. All I'm keeping here every day is Russia, 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 and more Russia. I'm starting not to like it.
You're right, Luigi. I'm going to change your name into Sam. Now, look, we all want something out of life, everybody. We all got our price. You tell me, what do you want out of life, and I'm going to listen.
All right, Pasquale. Well, I want the peace and enough money to eat, to pay my rent, to buy a few little things. In other words, Pasquale, I want everything you get free in this democratic country.
That's fine. Rosa wants the same things. So why don't you two Democrats get married and have a little third party? What do you say, little cabbage pussy?
Maybe someday, Pasquale, but is it no rush?
Sure, is it no rush, Luigi.
And is there no hard feelings, huh, Pasquale?
No hard feelings, Luigi.
That's good.
Now get ready to move out of the store tomorrow and leave the town for good.
Leave it.
I hate two-faced ungrates, Luigi. Oh. I'm going to once and for all eject up of your hide.
But Pasquale, what are you talking about?
I'm talking about the biggest catastrophe has ever hit you, Luigi. Pasquale, your landlord, is getting ready to sell this whole building next week to a furniture dealer by the name of Mr. Murphy.
Hi, Pasquale, you're going to sell it the antique shop?
That's right. Murphy offered me $20,000 for this building, and I just decided to take it.
Yeah, but Pasquale, if this Murphy buys the building, he's going to throw me out. I'm going to have no business, and I'm going to starve to death.
Luigi, you see this ear I'm pointing to?
Yes, sir.
That's my deaf ear. Now, if you want to get a quick action of talking to the right ear, that's the one I keep for listening to future son-in-laws.
Well, Pasquale,
I didn't hear a word you said.
Well, all right. I'm going not to my night school, Pasquale. I'm better say goodbye to all of my friends there. So long, Pasquale.
So long. And a good riddance. I'm going to teach that pupsqueak once and for all. You can lead a horse at the water, but if you don't marry her, you're true with a Pasquale.
Well,
it's
one
of them.
Back at school. No more sickness. Everything is
fine. Quiet class. I'll call the roll.
Mr. Basco?
Here.
Mr. Harwich?
Here.
Mr. Olson?
Here.
Mr. Schultz?
Last stop. Everybody off. That's right. Laugh. Everybody smile. Be happy.
Please, Mr. Schultz. Now, class, today I asked you to learn some new spelling words. So let's see how smart you are. Who will volunteer to spell the word insubordination? Well, who will volunteer? Mr. Schultz, if you're volunteering, just raise one hand, not two.
Who's volunteering? I'm giving up.
Oh, come now, class. Won't somebody try? Insubordination. Remember what I once told you. If a word seems too difficult, try breaking it up.
That word you can't break up. You've got to smash it to pieces.
Mr. Schultz, since you insist on talking out of turn, we'll let you spell the word.
All right. W-O-R-T, what?
I meant insubordination.
Right. I try. Insubordination. The I-N-S-U-B-O-R-D-I-N-A-T-I-O-N.
Well, that's very good, Mr. Schultz.
To tell the truth, it was a lucky guess.
Don't be so modest. Now, Mr. Basco. Wake up, Mr. Basco. Spell the word receive, please.
Receive?
Oh, come now. What is the spelling rule involved in that word? Mr. Olson, you tell him.
I would be happy to. In such words, the general rule is I before E, except after C. Now, I could give a few dozen exceptions to the rule, Miss Spalding, or do you think that may confuse them?
Olson, I get for shimmer just for listening to you.
Quiet, please. Mr. Basco, now that you've heard the rule, spell the word receive.
All right.
Emily sounds just like a poopy dog.
Mr. Schultz, Mr. Basco, you're not even trying. The correct spelling is R-E-C-E-I-V-E. Do you know the word now?
Yeah, the word is Murphy.
Miss Baldwin, something's wrong with Luigi.
Why, what's the matter, Mr. Basco? A headache?
No, it's a Pasquale. He's going to sell a whole building with the antique shop to some furniture man, Mr. Murphy.
Jiminy, that Pasquale is just an unmitigated 14-carat yerk.
Basco, why is he doing this? Do you know?
Russia.
I thought so. That Pasquale's got a real single-track mind.
Yeah, and he's going to keep on having that single-track mind till he marries off his caboose.
Mr. Basco, you do have a serious problem. I wish there was some way I could help you.
Ah, smile, Luigi. You got nothing to worry about. You just go into another business, that's all.
Yeah, but like what, Schultz?
Well, you could be a butcher. You got a nice fat tongue. Cheer up, Luigi.
Well, there's a dismissal bell. Mr. Basco, would you mind staying after class? Perhaps I can help you with your problem.
All right, and thank you, Miss Spalding.
Good night, Luigi. And if there's anything I can do, please call on me.
Me too, Luigi. Count on me for anything.
Thanks, Austin Horowitz.
That's good. And any verse comes to verse, Luigi, you could always work with me in my delicatessen. Sure, you could stand and watch my cash register. I don't trust myself lately. Come on, Luigi, smile. Be like me. Always happy. Always laughing.
Ooh, my rheumatism is killing me.
Mr. Basco, you should be heartened at the way your classmates were so eager to help you out.
Well, I'm appreciate it very much, Miss Spalding, but for me, it's too big a problem. When I'm losing a ticket shop, what am I going to do for a living?
Mr. Basco, you're in America now. You can be anything you want to be and do anything you want to do.
Yeah, but where am I going to go to find another business?
Well, I've been thinking, Mr. Basco. I know a man who might be able to find you some other business. His name is Duffy Lane, and he's a business broker.
Well, what am I need him for? My business is already broke.
No, you don't understand. A business broker is a man who can offer you a large variety of businesses, and you can make your selection.
Oh, well, Hat the sounds so good to Miss Buddy. Hey, you give him a big hope.
You must learn to have more confidence in yourself, Mr. Basco. Whenever you feel discouraged, I want you to repeat to yourself these lines from a famous poem. I am the master of my fate. I am the captain of my soul.
I am the master of my fate. I'm the captain of my soul. I'm feeling better already.
There, you see?
Hey, Miss Spalding, I'm going to see this business of broker, Mr. Lane. I'm going to find a new business. And if that's no good, I'm going to try, and try again. Pasquale?
Yes?
Hey, Pasquale, I am the master of my faith. I'm the captain of my soul.
Well, what do you know? Mr. Shrimp Boats, a 1952. For a fellow who's about to lose his business and be kicked out of the street, you sound pretty happy.
Well, why not, Pasquale? I'm got a big confidence in myself, Pasquale. I'm the captain of
my soul. All right, Captain. Stop. You're getting me seasick. Luigi, get a sensible, marry Rosa before it's too late.
Well, Squally, I'm the master of my faith, not the fact. Jesse, you want to know more here? Look at this academy.
Well, let me see.
Right there.
Duffy Lane, business broker, Austin 46557.
That's right. I'm just had a talk with him, and he's going to find me a new business.
You had a talk with him, he's going to find you a new business,
That's right.
Like what? The selling of popsicles at the Eskimos? Maybe you're going to go in a vegetable business, renting out your cabbage head to the housewives, eh?
All right, go ahead, Pasquale. Make a fun. But now I'm no more afraid of you. I'm the master of my faith. I'm the captain of my soul.
Well, watch out or you don't get a shipwreck. I wonder if he's going on a shipbuilding business. Anyway, I better put a stop to this before my little pigeon flies out of the coop. Let me see that broker's card. Hello? Hello. That's the Duffy Lane, a business broker. Good. I'm a very good friend of a new customer of yours, Luigi Basco. I'm surprised that you promised him you're going to find him a new business. Well, you see, he's had 10 different businesses in the last 3 years, always to fall apart. Why? I'm glad you asked me that. It's because of his hobby. Eh? What's his hobby? Raising the termites.
We'll be back with more of Life with Luigi right after this short break.
Winter is coming.
At least that's what the calendar says, and the nights are getting cooler. So you don't want to put off having your monitor or Toyotomi heater and water heater serviced, and SST Oil are the people to call today at 241-1167. Stay warm and cozy when the temperature drops by having that system checked and fresh fuel delivered. SST Oil, delivering to our firefighters, and they'll bring that same dedication to your home. SST Oil, Windham Lane and Reading, 241-1167.
KCNR rolls into 2019 with great changes to our programming. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your town hall of the Shasta County Airwaves. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, it's the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, 1460 a.m. and soon on 96.5 FM. Now, more than ever, we are your locally owned, community-connected radio station.
Casey and Danny Dollar, owners of Top Dollar Films, are premiering The Dragon Unleashed in Reading January 9th at the Cascade Theater. The Dragon Unleashed is an action-adventure film starring John Schneider of the Dukes of Hazzard fame. Over 90% of The Dragon Unleashed was filmed in Shasta County with local actors and crew. The premiere will also include a raffle of movie memorabilia, including a rare Dukes of Hazzard lunchbox signed by John Schneider. Join us January 9th at 6 p.m. at the Cascade Theater for the premiere of The Dragon Unleashed. This film is rated for mature audiences. For more information, go to Top Dollar Films on Facebook.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully-built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Welcome back to Life with Luigi on WEN Radio Wise.
Now let's turn to page 2 of Luigi Basco's letter to his mother in Italy.
Well, mamma mia, I'm a candidate of good news because something bad is happening. I don't know why, but when I went to see my business broker, he's a push me out, a lock the door, and a spray me with the DDT. And he chased me away. He says he doesn't want to see me, but worst part of all, Mr. Murphy, the furniture manager, coming to buy this building tonight, and I'm going to be thrown out of here, too. Everything is look black. Till Schultz is walking.
Luigi, my fellow Cooper. Ah, look at that long puss.
Schultz, Pasquale, he's chasing me out tonight.
So what? Smile, Luigi. Remember what they say in the clothing business. Behind every gray suit, there's a silver lining.
Yeah, but Schultz, when you know how bad I'm feel about the losing the antique business, well, is it just impossible to smile?
Ah, Patrick Cockle. Luigi, sometimes we got to smile to keep from crying.
Yeah, but sure, so what am I going to do? I'm all mixed up.
Well, Luigi, the way I see it, you got two choices. One, you could borrow money for a while.
No. I'm never going to borrow money. And nothing is ever going to make me borrow money. What's the number two choice?
Mary Rosa.
Oh, sure, sir. You know where I'm going to buy $100?
Wait, Luigi, there is a third choice. You could find yourself a job.
Job?
Sure. You know, that thing people do in their spare time between 9 and 5 just to keep alive. Wait, Luigi, into my head an idea just pooped.
Well, what?
One of my best customers, Mrs. Charlie Carr, is the wife of the personnel manager of the Etna Steel plant. I'm going to talk to Mrs. Carr right away, and in 1 hour, you've got to get a job.
Yeah, but sure, how you know Mrs. Carr is going to try?
Listen, a woman's got to be nice to two men in her life, her husband and her butcher. If Mrs. Carr dares to refuse me, the next time she orders Wiener Schnitzels, she gets less Wiener and more Schnitzel.
Mamma mia, what a big factory. Etna Steel plant. Oh, Americans are very smart. Who else could have figured out how to get a bigger things like a steel from a little things like a plant? Well, it's no surprise. Any country that can figure out how to push the salmon in the can without opening it up can do anything. Mamma mia, I'm getting nervous. I wish you could have been with me, Mamma Mia. Like when you was took me to school for the first time. Remember, Mama? Well, be brave, Luigi. You're the master of your fate, the captain of your soul.
Well, Mr. Basco, I'm sure we can find a place for you in our plant.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Personnel Manager. Here's a little present I'm brought to you from Mr. Schultz.
Oh, thank you. Must be about 20 Frankfurters in this bag.
No, it's 18 because I'm had a lunch.
I just put them in my desk, one of the coal drawers. Now then, let me fill out a card for you. Your name?
Luigi Basco.
Address?
21 and not the Hollister Street.
Zone?
Safety. Yeah, sure. Sure, right outside of my store is a Safety's on it.
Oh. Well, we can fill the rest in later. Now, sure. Mr. Basco, Etna Steel would like to fit you into the job you're best suited for. Now, what have you had the most experience in?
Most experience I've had in it? Antiques.
Mr. Basco, when you're not around antiques, what do you do?
I'm like to sit and read.
Good, good. And what do you read about?
Antiques.
Mr. Basco, the type of work we offer is arc welding, spot welding, high-pressure metal plating, operating a drill press, and handling a Bessemer-type foundry. Ever do any work with your hands?
Oh, sure.
What?
In Italy, I'm a milk of the cow.
Is that all you did?
Oh, no. I'm also milk of the goat. Oh, Mr. Passanelli, is it nice in Italy? I'm milk of the cow, I'm milk of the goat. I'm a feed the pigs and take care of the little chickens. You know, I've got one favorite chicken. Her name is Josephine. And you're not going to believe this, but she's used to lay 10 eggs in one day.
10 eggs?
Yeah. I'm used to sing her little song. La, 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 la. And every time she's a hear me sing, she's a drop everything. Oh, well, for sure, in a bigger place like this, must have at least one cow.
We have a Coke machine. We have a Coke machine.
Mommy, how are you squeezing the cow in that?
Well, Mr. Basco, fortunately, we have a lot of war contract work and we do need help. I'll give you a note to one of our foremen. He'll put you somewhere.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Cannon. Thank you so much. I'm going to plant the so much steel, you're going to be very proud of me.
Basco, gotta be careful around those swinging cranes.
Well, there's plenty hot in here, huh, Mr. Foreman?
Well, what'd you expect? That Bessemer furnace over there throws 3 tons of white-hot coal into that burning cauldron, out of which pours thousands of tons of molten steel, and this is pressured to 5,000 degrees Fahrenheit. Think you can handle it, Basco?
Please, where do you keep the cow?
What? Look, do you think you can handle that Bessemer furnace?
Well, I don't know. You think I can?
It's easy. Just don't get too close or it's curtains for you.
Lisa, maybe you put me in a curtain apartment now.
Come here, Basco. I want to show you the next step. That red-hot steel you see over there is cooled down from 5,000 degrees to 40 below zero by the super-cooling action of 500 icy drafts blowing jets of freezing air up and down.
Mama, me, that reminds me.
What?
I'ma forgot to defrost my icebox.
And now over here is the end product of the whole operation. We call it pig iron.
Pig iron? I'ma know that cows give milk, but it's the first time I found out that the pigs give iron.
You might have to handle some of these machines pretty soon, so listen to what I tell you.
Yes, sir.
Now, this here is a 4-ton jig press.
Uh-huh.
These here are turret lathes.
Uh-huh.
Those are nut and bolt forges, and that over there is a combination Clyde binder and Latina pusher.
Uh-huh.
Think you can learn to handle them?
You sure there's no cow in the factory?
No. Now, come on with me. I'll turn you over to the superintendent.
Superintendent, mama mia, I'm going down. He's turning me over to the janitor.
Get on the ball. Hey, Basco, move. We got to get started.
Yeah, sure. What am I do first?
Punch that time clock.
Huh?
You hear me? Punch the time clock.
But it's not hitting me.
I'll punch it for you.
Right.
Now stand over here. You're going to operate this drill press. Ever handle a press before?
No, I'm never working in a tailor shop.
Oh, what kind of men are they sending down these days? Look, this drill press punches 300 holes every hour, you see? You just slip this metal sheet in the press like this. Go ahead, do it.
I had to push metal sure, all right.
Okay, now tighten the bolt.
Yeah.
Come on, stupid. Right. Now step on this button and hold tight. All right, Basco. Get up off that floor.
All right.
Now step on it. Get to work. All right, men, don't stand around and watch. Let's go.
is escaped.
The lunch whistle, Basco. Okay, boys, take 30.
Hey, where's the lunch?
Hey, Basco, what are you doing so close to that blast furnace?
Flatson?
What are you doing so close to that blast furnace?
Oh, I'm just going to toast a little bit of bread.
Get away from there. Okay, boys, get back on the job. Let's go.
Please, I'm not able to make a little sandwich. Mamma mia, I'm not going to do this. I'm all mixed up.
Look out, Basco. Watch out for that swinging crane. Run for it.
Yeah, you're right. I'm not going to run for it. Hello, Pasquale.
Is that you, Luigi? Face all scratched up, overalls all torn and black, a hair standing on edge. What'd you do, stick your head in an electric fan?
That's why it's a long story. I'm had a job of making iron to pigs. First, I'm almost cooked by hot the furnace, then I'm pushed into the freezer, almost the freezer to death. The noises are hitting me on the head all the time, like a thousand hammers. I'm almost falling a drill press and I get killed 4 times. Now I know why it's called the graveyard shift.
So the little popsqueak is a try to be a working man, eh? Tell me, my big wage earner, how much money you make it today, eh?
I don't know. First, they take out a social security, state tax, income tax, unemployment insurance, accident insurance, a union of those. I think I owe them 10 cents.
Boob, I'm looking at with a big, stupid, green-haired boob.
Masquale, be careful of what you call me. I'm protected by Janella Lewis.
You're talking very brave for a little man who's just about to be kicked out on the street.
Masquale?
Yes, Sir Luigi?
I'm going to marry Russia. I'm going to give up.
Luigi. You said it. You said the words I want to hear. Now you can be a good captain. You marry my ship. Oh, wait, Luigi. I'm going to call in the blushing bride. Rosa! Rosa! Rosa!
You called me, Father!
Yes, my little rye crisp. Rosa, say hello to Luigi.
Hello, Rush.
Well, Luigi, now you decide to be my son-in-law, you got nothing to worry about. I'm going to make a lot of money selling this house, and you're going to live off for the profits.
I'm looking for... there you are, Mr. Pasquale.
Oh, hello, Mr. Murphy. You coming to close the deal for the furniture store, eh?
No, the deal is off, Mr. Pasquale.
Off? Why? What's happened?
I saw my business broker, Mr. Lane, today, and he told me someone gave him a tip over the telephone that this building is unsafe.
Unsafe?
That's right. It's got termites. I'm sorry, Mr. Pasquale.
Hey, wait, Mr. Murphy. I'm the one who called up. I'm a big liar.
Hey, so you told my broker I'm going to get a termite.
Luigi, you heard what I told him, Murphy. I'm a big liar. Don't believe me. Luigi, where you going? You promised to marry Rosa.
Don't believe me, Pasquale. I'm a big liar, too.
Makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum invite you to be sure to listen next week at this time when Luigi Basco writes another letter to his mama Basco in Italy. Life with Luigi is a Cy Howard production. Pat Burton is associate producer. The script is written by Mac Benoff and Lou Derman and directed by Mr. Benoff. J. Carroll Nash is starred as Luigi Basco with Alan Reed as Pasquale, Jody Gilbert as Rosa, Mary Shipp as Miss Spaulding, Joe Forte as Horowitz, and Ken Peters as Olsen. The music is under the direction of Lud Gluskin. This is Charles Lyon. This is the CBS Radio Network.
That was from March 4th, 1952. I'm Greg Bell, and next on Wind Radio Was, we travel to Wistful Vista for Fibber McGee and Molly. We'll be right back.
And sway with MusicRewind.com and 100 Doo-Wop Hits, a 4-CD set of original classics sung by the best doo-wop groups such as the Platters, Dion and the Belmonts, the Chantal, Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers, the Marcells, and many more.
Just remember, darling, all the while you...
Get 100 Doo-Wop Hits today at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 and pay only $22.98 for this amazing 4-CD set. Plus, receive a bonus of reduced shipping. Just enter or mention promo code DOOWOP77. Four CDs jam-packed with the greatest doo-wop songs. 100 top hits for only $22.98. Just go to MusicRewind.com today or call 800-206-5002. Use promo code DOOWOP77 to save on shipping. Now, call 800-206-5002 or go to MusicRewind.com. Remember promo code DOOWOP77 for reduced shipping.
Boy.
That's MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 today. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
With 2018 coming to a close and many people reflecting on positive changes they'd like to make in 2019, why not get outdoors, get quiet, and listen to what the Almighty has to say to you? Hi, I'm Drew Ramage with Drawn to Wildlife's topic of the week, being drawn to Christ. I heard an interesting saying this week, God's Word is our map and His Spirit is our compass. As you go through this life, do you know where you're at on the map? And do you have the direction of where to go next? One of the best ways to stay on course is to have a relationship with our captain, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. If you don't have that relationship with Jesus, I encourage you to start one. If you have that relationship, share God's love with others so they can enjoy it too. This has been Drawn to Wildlife's Tip of the Week, and remember, the seasons never end.
Welcome back to When Radio Was, where before the break we heard Life with Luigi, which in addition to radio was very briefly seen on 1950s television. Well, that's also the case with this next comedy. Although a major, highly rated hit on radio, it would be seen on television for only a single season with a different cast. Ah, but we're all about the original. Here now, Jim and Mary and Jordan in an episode from March 14th of 1950.
The Johnson's Wax Program with Fibber McGee and Molly. The makers of Johnson's Wax and Johnson's Water Repellent Glow Coat present Fibber McGee and Molly with Bill Thompson, Gail Gordon, Arthur Q. Bryan, Dick LeGrand, Cliff Arquette, and me, Harlow Wilcox. A couple of weeks ago, Mrs. McGee of 79 Wistful Vista got a letter from her wealthy Aunt Sarah announcing that she planned to visit the McGees this summer. Furthermore, the letter said she would not be alone, but would bring the Countess of Cholmondeley with her. At the time, Mr. McGee stated as follows.
A countess? My gosh, read that again, Molly. A countess?
The Countess of Cholmondeley.
Countess of Cholmondeley.
Yeah, it says your guest room will do for me, of course. But the Countess will require a house of her own.
My gosh, she don't expect us to build a guest house just so she can
it
have a...
It says, I am sending a rough sketch of the house I want. Build it and send me the bills. Love, Aunt Sarah.
Countess?
Now, that was a couple of weeks ago. Well, to make a long story short, the carpenters have finished, the house looks very handsome, and out here on their back lawn admiring it are Fibber McGee and Molly.
Well, how do you like it, kiddo? Pretty snazzy shack, huh?
Beautiful.
I suppose Aunt Sarah will find something wrong with it.
Oh, no, McGee. I think it's exactly the kind of house Aunt Sarah had in mind.
Yeah?
She certainly ought to be tickled when she sees this.
Good idea, kiddo. I'll hold her and you tickle her. We'll get a smile out of that frosty old puss if it breaks every bone in her puss. Bless her rich old heart.
Oh, now, McGee, don't start criticizing Aunt Sarah. She's a very cheerful person. Everybody says she has a lovely smile.
Smile? Ah, remember the time that photographer told her to give out with her biggest smile, and she says, "This is my biggest smile," and the picture looked like she was getting ready to play a trumpet solo? Why, she's the song.
Now, McGee, that's enough. Did you tell the carpenter just to mail her the bills like she said?
Yeah, and you should have seen him when I mentioned the name of Aunt Sarah Driscoll. He turned around, faced the east, and fell on his knees. Just like that.
Heard of her, had he?
No, he stepped in a gopher hole. Hey, I wonder what color we ought to have it painted, Molly.
What colors have we got?
Well, I'll look out in the garage and set them all out for you to look at. I'll get out the red paint and the green paint and the white lead.
I think maybe if you got the lead out first, you... from the Elks Club. Hello, Ollie.
Oh, hi, Ollie. How do you like the new guest house we built, boy? Pretty snappy stack of sticks, huh?
Yeah, sure. That's a very fancy house, McGee.
Yeah.
My missus tells me last week it looks like you was building something, but she couldn't see what it was for all her glasses.
Oh, I didn't know your wife wore glasses, Ollie.
Yeah, sure. She got a slight case of nearsighted, my missus has.
Uh-huh.
Doctor says it's horopia.
Myopia, Ollie.
Oh, you nearsighted too, missus? That's too bad. Maybe you used to need glasses.
No, I mean...
Look, I test your eyes with the eye test, missus. Now, how many fingers I hold up there? Two fingers? You need glasses. One finger is my thumb.
Hey. Never mind the optical delusions, Ollie. We gotta get in the house and phone Aunt Sarah. Tell her the guest house is finished.
My cousin Jan, he also has house built last week, McGee. Only 2 days it takes.
Yeah?
It was a pre-flabbergasted house.
Pre-what?
Flabbergasted. Then Jan finds out how much it costs, he was knocked over with a feather. Then he gets up and knocks over contractor with a two before. But I gotta go home, McGee. Me and the boys make garden today.
Garden, eh? What you gonna raise, vegetables?
Who knows what comes up. Last year, I sent 10 cents to my congressman, and he sends me seeds.
Yeah?
We plant the seeds, and up comes weeds.
McGee has the same trouble.
Well, this year I try it different. I think this year I send my dime to the seed company and plant me a congressman. So long.
Well, come on, kiddo. Let's phone Aunt Sarah because... Uh-oh. I'll get it. McGee's residence. McGee speaking. Who? City Hall. Building inspector. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we built a guest house on our property. Oh, we got to buy a building permit? Oh, okay, bud. Okay, I'll buy a permit. I'll pay your dirty extortion money. But what? I can't buy a permit to build a building that's already built. Have to tear it down first.
Oh.
I'll tear down that city hall. That's what I'll tear down. By George, I'll... Hello. He hung up. Of all the dirty, rotten, and chiseling, they can't do this to me. Make me tear down a brand new house that's... Can they, Molly?
Heavenly days, I hope not.
We'll be back with more of Fibber McGee and Molly right after this short break. Stay tuned.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives,
lives and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Granite and Things. Hey, Mike, so I got to ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's going to last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite line roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it forever furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed, but after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Welcome back to Fibber McGee and Molly on WIN Radio One.
Oh, dear. How did you ever overlook that?
Come in.
Oh, hello, Dr. Gamble. Come in.
Thank you, my dear. Hello, Beaverhead. What's new?
What's new is I'm going to go downtown and blow the lid off of that dirty political mess that calls itself the City Hall. That's what's new I'm going to do.
I'm sorry I asked, Lemon Brain. Skip it. I've got troubles of my own this morning.
Well, you deserve them. I don't.
What's the matter, Doctor?
Yeah, what's your trouble, liver lover? Medical Association make you take your advertising cards out of the city ambulances? That'd cut your income down to nothing.
Now, pipe down, Flaplip. One of my interns got things a little fouled up this morning, Molly. I asked him to leave a book at the City Hall for mail at trivia and then deliver a baby at the hospital for me.
Well, that sounds simple enough, Doctor.
Not for him. It was all right when he left the book at the hospital, but when he delivered a baby to mail at trivia, it got a little confusing.
Well, that's all very interesting, nerve block. But we got to get going. I got to go downtown and buy us a building permit.
Well, have a nice trip, kids. And while you're down there, McGee, don't forget to pick up your Social Security check.
Social Security.
Social Security? I'm not eligible for that stuff till I'm 65.
By the time you get anything out of that building, Inspector, you'll be 65.
Come on, come on.
My goodness, McGee, it seems we're always having to come down here to the City Hall for something or other.
Yeah, I know, and we shouldn't ought to have to come down here today at all. Building permit to build a building that's already built. That's a dirty outrage. It's sure lousy bureaucracy, that's what it is. And what's more,
hey, McGee, what is bureaucracy?
Well, you know what a bureau is.
Certainly.
Sure. Bureau starts out to be a good-looking, useful piece of furniture. But as time goes on, it gets filled up with a lot of useless junk and gets so big for its own drawers that nobody remembers what it was designed for in the first place. By that time, it's so loaded down, you can't move it. That's a bureau.
Yes, but you haven't...
The bureaucracy is when your collar button rolls under it and you have to kneel down in front of it and beat your brains out trying to get it back. A smart citizen lets it go, throws his shirt in after it, and wears a sweater. Happy that he's still got his pants.
Thank you.
Not at all, my dear. Always glad to explain any of these... Oh, hi, Mort.
Hi, McGee.
Mort who?
Postum. In the coroner's office. Kind of dumb, but it amused the coroner to have a guy named Mort Postum doing the postmortems. Well, here's the building permit office. Hi, bud. You the building license clerk?
Yes, sir, I am.
Well, my name is McGee, Fibber McGee.
I'm sorry, sir, but we can't help you with that.
Huh?
I know how you must feel about it, but to change one's name legally, one must apply to the clerk.
No. Please, now. He doesn't want to change his name. He merely...
Pardon me, madam, but who are you?
I am Mrs. Fibber McGee.
Well, thank you. Your maiden name?
Molly Driscoll.
Well, you changed your name, didn't you? And why do you object to this gentleman wishing to change his name? After all, two wrongs don't make a right.
Oh, cut it out, will you, bud? Nobody wants to change anybody's name.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Huh?
I know a girl named Mary Thompson. She wants to change her name to Crandall Dance.
From a Thompson to Crandall Dance? Whatever for?
Because my name is Crandall Dance. She wants to marry me. That's why when you make a statement, a blanket statement, mind you, like nobody wants to change their name...
Now, wait a minute, Mr. Crandall Bunch.
Dance.
No, thank you. My feet hurt.
Look, are you the building license clerk or not?
Now, that's a silly question. What's it say on the window?
What does it say, Molly?
Out to lunch.
How soon will you be back?
We won't be back. I mean, we ain't out to lunch.
You are.
I am? Well, I'm sorry you missed me. I'm usually here at this time.
Frankly, bud, I doubt if you're ever completely here. Now, listen, I want to get a building permit.
I see. Now, what type of structure do you plan to build?
It's already built.
Then you must tear it down.
What?
If the structure was built without a permit, you must tear it down, then get a permit, and build it again. You're not permitted to build without a permit.
That, Brad, I didn't know that, so now I want to get a permit. You can make it radioactive.
Dear, you mean retroactive.
I mean he can turn his little rubber stamp back a few days and stamp me out a permit. Can't you, bud?
Sir, are you suggesting that I, Farnsworth Crandall Dance, violate my oath of office by dishonestly and fraudulently predating a building permit, thus being false to the friendship of Alderman Weingand, who got me this job because I was faithful and trustworthy and his wife's nephew?
Bilgewater.
No Crandall then.
Just because we forget to get a building permit.
I didn't forget it. I didn't know I had to have one.
Sir, my heart bleeds for you.
Well, give us a permit and we'll buy you a transfusion.
Look, can you folks come back tomorrow? It's closing time.
Closing time? It's only 3:15.
Yes, madam, but I close early on Tuesdays. I'm building a garage in my spare time. Oh, my goodness. I forgot to issue myself a permit.
Uh-huh.
Say, can you loan me a dollar, Mr. McGee, just till you tear your building down and come back for a permit?
Why, you muddle-headed...
The first half of a Fibber McGee and Molly episode from the spring of 1950. We'll have the rest of that one at the beginning of our next show. I'm Greg Bell, and earlier I mentioned that series would also spend one season on television, but with a different cast. Instead of Jim and Mary and Jordan, Fibber and Molly were portrayed on TV by Bob Sweeney and Kathy Lewis. Ah, but a very familiar fellow played Mayor LaTrivia. I'll name him, then wrap up when radio was right after this.
Johnny Dollar.
Dan's Garrett, Johnny, Sheriff's Office.
Oh, hi.
Well, you can quit looking for Russell. We found him.
Well, that's good news.
Is it? He's dead.
He
He's a specialist in fraud and the finer points of human nature. He's insouciant, cynical, and glib, but honest when it counts. He's America's fabulous freelance insurance investigator. Yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
Ants, get over here fast.
Well, what's the matter?
I'm trapped in the office of Jensen's Boathouse.
Trapped?
Look, I've got no time to explain. There's a man outside with a gun, and I can't hold him off much longer.
Who is it?
I don't know, but I've got a strong hunch it's the one who murdered Russell, and he's trying to do likewise to me.
Bob Bailey, Mendel Kramer, and more star as Dollar in 32 adventures of intrigue, excitement, and mystery in Radio Spirit's 10-CD collection, Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar, Medium Rare Matters.
The tiny office I was in had no windows and no outside door, a real trap. And outside in the darkened boathouse, somebody with a gun was stalking me. Probably the killer I've been looking for. But now he was looking for me. I stacked what furniture there was against the door. He started throwing his weight against it, and it couldn't last very long. There was nothing I could do but wait.
Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar, Medium Rare Matters, is regularly $39.98. But When Radio Was listeners can get it today for only $24.98. That's a savings of $15 and get free shipping. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code Johnny77.
I know how fantastic all of this must sound, but it's the truth. Do you think I'm crazy?
You don't look crazy to me.
Order Medium Rare Matters today at radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code Johnny77. This offer is available for a limited time only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
With 2018 coming to a close and many people reflecting on positive changes they'd like to make in 2019, why not get outdoors, get quiet, and listen to what the Almighty has to say to you. Hi, I'm Drew Ramage with Drawn to Wildlife's topic of the week, being drawn to Christ. I heard an interesting saying this week, God's Word is our map and His Spirit is our compass. As you go through this life, do you know where you're at on the map? And do you have the direction of where to go next? One of the best ways to stay on course is to have a relationship with our Captain, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. If you don't have that relationship with Jesus, I encourage you to start one. If you have that relationship, share God's love with others so they can enjoy it too. This has been Drawn to Wildlife's Tip of the Week, and remember, the seasons never end.
Welcome back. Before the break, I was talking about the brief Fibber McGee and Molly television series, which starred Bob Sweeney and Kathy Lewis. Ah, but which familiar fella played Mayor LaTrivia? It was not Gail Gordon, but rather Harold Perry. Of course, best known on radio for the role of the Great Gildersleeve. I'm your host, Greg Bell, and that'll do it this time around. Remember, though, to visit us at the website. It's whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by RadioSpirits.com. This is your announcer, Bart Taylor.